rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, February 4th, the year is 2021. And Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to face the music. We really appreciate him. He has a lot of courage. Coming up in hour number two. Stay with us.
Man, come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all... Like, wake up!
I want people to wake up right now. I want people to listen to me and just come out of your trance.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale.
White male!
So Alex Jones' whole brand is based around the idea. He's giving you the real story, not the fake news out there.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. Humanity is awakening. Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones.
The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
I just don't know who you are.
You guys know who he is? You know Alex Jones is? Infowars? Very popular.
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
We know we're under attack. We know it. We're breaking the conditioning.
Talking about Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
Alex Jones.
That's just level one.
What's level two?
I'll tell you. The animated contest of liberty is waiting for you. But you've got to take it in your hands. You've got to have the will to accept the truth, fuck the system, and the group collective. Do that, and you'll earn your way to the next level. This is the InfoWar.
The following was written by Dr. Gad Saad about the narcissism and grandiosity of celebrities. Let me explain yet again the source for all the platitudinous virtue signaling. The truly privileged elites know that deep down they are frauds. They suffer from existential guilt. Hence, one of the ways by which they assuage the guilt albatross around their necks is to demonstrate to the world that they are truly compassionate, truly loving, truly caring, truly profound. Hence, they love all undocumented immigrants. They love Mother Earth. They love the ozone layer. They love BLM. They love socialism. They love inner cities. They hate the gentrification of neighborhoods. They love mentors of color. They cherish diversity. They love LGBTQ movies. They adore queer architecture. They are better than you, more caring, more cultured, more empathetic. This permits them to sleep better at night. See? I'm not a fraud. I may be a gargantuan parasitic hedge fund BSer. But I really care. I may be an overpaid BS actor, but I fight for solar panels. Those flyover rubes, you know, down there, deserve their lot in life. They are racists who bed their siblings. We are science supporters who fight against Mother Earth rapists while flying in our private jets. It is a classic ego defensive strategy that permits the ruling class to exist within their fractured selves. And if decent people don't wake up against what is taking place, you will wake up and say, what happened to my liberties? Stop giving your support to the parasites, cowards, and traitors in pop culture. Support the truth. Support the new renaissance. Support the information war.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are live. We are attacking the globalists at point blank range. There is no hope but resistance. We will be back. The
Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video. Being conditioned and prepared to live under permanent big tech, big pharma, big bank technocracy. The military is to be phased out. The human military is to be basically removed. We're to be ruled by combat robots on land, sea, and air. The post-human world is beginning. It is a total dystopia, and it only gets worse from here on out. Until you realize that, and until we fully set our entire lifestyles and our entire purpose against this system. The sooner you wake up to the system, and the sooner you wake up to how much trouble we're all in, the sooner we can turn this around. But great men and great women that helped them built the American system that was the flower of the Renaissance and had the greatest ideals ever put forth in human time. We were far from perfect, but we were building the greatest experiment with the most human empowerment ever. But we became stupid, we became lazy, we became decadent, we became forgetful, and we sold out our birthright, and now we are in the jaws. We are on the horns. We are in the grip of this system and are being consolidated and bankrupted, not just financially, but most importantly, culturally and spiritually. Everything here that I'm going to cover today is part of that larger assault. A cold-blooded, worldwide, scientific, corporate takeover that does not wish you to join with it. It wishes to suck you dry and blow you into the atmosphere as ashes. Now, bottom of the hour, I'm going to hit the biggest news that you've basically ever heard covered on this broadcast. And it's the old news you've already heard covered, but a lot of new breaking pieces of the puzzle coming together. And it deals with these little headlines right here, but I'll tie it together at the bottom of the hour in about 25 minutes. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers, Senate report. That's the Washington Post. Remember that? Here's another one. New York Magazine. Obama administration handed child migrants over to human traffickers who are put them in snuff films. You might want to know that part. What happened to kids in cages? CNN refers to immigrant detention center as overflow facility. Trump's one that took them out of the cages. German nuns rented orphaned boys to businessmen for gangbangs and orgies. Suppressed report seen by media. Many of them got HIV and hepatitis. DW.com, biggest TV station in Germany. Child sex abuse trial, the horrors of Germany's operations. Tens of thousands of children by the state delivered to live with rich pedophiles. Now, why is all this so important? How does it all tie together? Well, I'll tell you at the bottom of the hour. But when Nancy Pelosi comes out and attacks the Republican leader McCarthy and says, aha, you're a Q idiot. Aha. None of the child sex stuff exists. You're all crazy. Q was designed to make it all fantastical to divert from all the total admissions, you see. And then to make it fantastical and discredited, then the Q leader said, it's all over. It's not true. Go back about your business. You got suckered. You got had. I tried to warn you. Most of you got it. Most of you didn't need me to tell you that. But anybody telling you this is going to be an easy fight and everything's handled is singing you what they call a lullaby. So anyone that actually studies how governments and corrupt groups and intelligence agencies operate and the different types of them would know what this is. But see, you were involved with a secret intelligence agency of good guys and everything was handled and you believed what 8chan told you when it was the enemy. You didn't believe me because I'm real. See, I'm not esoteric. I'm here. I'm in the fight. I am who I say I am. You can check my family. They go back to the start of the country. But, oh, you don't want the real thing. No, you want the lie. Because we wake up the mass public, and now they know about the New World Order, but they're still inculcating the lie, so they're going to still believe a version of the truth that is a fraud. I'm not lecturing our audience. I am simply trying to explain to most of you that already understood this why I'm still beating the dead horse of Q. Most of my listeners knew this was a fraud, 90% of you. Or more, and you're like, stop talking about it, Jones. We already know that. Well, listen, remember, this show is not for the people that already know what's going on, okay? I know a lot of you know more than I do. This is for new people. That's how we're going to win this war. And so that's what I'm trying to do. Now, let me give you some of the other news that ties into this. CIA counterterror chief suggests going to war against domestic insurgents. He said it again. He didn't suggest it. He said they are. What did I say a week ago when he first said this, 2 weeks ago? I said they're modeling it after Reconstruction. He just said they want to have Reconstruction in the United States. Wait till I hit that. Ties into this. AOC claims she thought she was going to die during Capitol riot, wasn't even in the building. It doesn't matter. The new leader of the military, the civilian head, who's not a civilian, says the main mission is rooting out white supremacy. See, because America's the enemy, and they order a military-wide 60-day stand down. So I guess China, that's declared war on us, told Biden, you know, we want to see you bow to us, and he sure as hell did it. And now Defense Secretary orders 60-day stand down to confront extremism in the military. Have the military eat itself with a non-existent enemy, which this will only create more division. And what are they looking for as symbols of it? San Francisco school teacher says Bernie Sanders mittens are a symbol of white privilege. But you're like, well, that's just stupid. That's one teacher. No, whole college systems are now saying acronyms are racist. But it gets better. In the UK, they have the National Day for Veterans. Leftists are openly mocking free speech as a right-wing fetish. Reverend Slam for declaring clapping for dead veterans is a cult of white British nationalism. Yeah, you just live in the empire they carved out. Damn them. Treating dogs humanely is racist, says leftist professor. It's good that China eats them. Don't criticize another culture unless it's yours. That's just some of what's coming up. And then we now have the videos of the TSA that I always told you was training to be on buses and on trains and just randomly on highways. Guess what? The TSA is here. The border's open. The border's open. The people with TB and everything else are coming across. But you, my pretties, you are under the mass police and they're threatening felonies if you don't wear them. So you do what they say and then have your vaccine passport next. But oh, the teachers' unions will be exempt. Oh, the Democrats don't have to take the shot. I've got that article, too, for you. You're like, none of this makes sense. It's all upside down. It's all super unpopular. Yeah, they stole the election, and they know it. And so they want to trigger a physical civil war using gun confiscation as the detonator to legitimize the permanent total takeover of the United States and a new civil war and reconstruction. That's their plan. So when Biden says, I want to stop this uncivil civil war in his inauguration, remember, everything he tells you, it's the opposite. Except the litmus test of promising to cut U.S. energy off. Oh, he's doing that. So it's all coming up today. And people are like, oh, well, look at these headlines. We are seeing coronavirus cases fall so fast. The U.S. new infections dropped 44% over the last 3 weeks. But see, they can just tell the companies how to set the PCR test. So they turn them up if they want more cases. They turn them down if they're told these big health companies have less cases. But they're saying they'll just turn it up and down forever. Internal documents and now public statements by Obama. Not a slip. Obama administration 2.0, the third administration of Obama with the puppet Biden. The Obama administration, 2021, has had their spokespersons out on Meet the Press, you name it. I covered it Monday. And they say, oh, it's 5 years at least. I mean, which is into the next election. Got to have mail-in ballots in 4 years. Woo! So that's just the tip of the iceberg. Oh, and the ATF said, we don't need legislation to ban your guns. They made an announcement that they're going to ban most of your guns. I've got that new rule change right here for you. So we'll tell you all about it today. I mean, it's on, folks. And the left loves it. They're going to lose everything they got, but they don't care because it's spiritual. They hate America. You were founded as a Christian nation. They want to destroy that.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWar store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Sides and standing up for things they believe in. But when they're running down our country, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Walking on the
fighting side of me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have every right as an American to hear free speech. But when you say you want the country to not exist anymore, and when you say you want to lock people up in their houses, when you say they're non-essential, when you say you love world government, well, you're an enemy of that republic. And you need to get the hell out of it. But instead, the globalists are telling us we all need to be re-educated. We need to be arrested. They have the former head of CIA counterterrorism that's now being rehired by Obama in another news article saying we want a new civil war in this country. We want a new reconstruction. We want to go after our fellow countrymen. These are quotes. The enemy is now our fellow citizens. Because a couple hundred people out of a couple hundred thousand went in the Capitol and beat up a couple cops and one had a heart attack a few days later and died. That's 1/1,000th, conservatively, of what Antifa and BLM have done. Hell, they've probably done 10,000 times more. Oh, but AOC said that's a good. Antifa's good. CNN said Antifa's good for the last 4 years. MSNBC, Black Lives Matter's good. They can't get their propaganda straight. Remember, Nadler said it doesn't exist. It's a myth. But see, these are liars. And in a moment, I'm going to show you AOC caught in the lie we talked about a few days ago. I said, wait a minute. Look up where her office is. She's a junior member of the House. And I've actually been there while she was a congresswoman and saw her scurrying around the halls about a year and a half ago. She wasn't even in the damn Capitol. I mean, I know we talked about it a few days ago, but now it's even on Fox News. This woman is a congenital liar. We're going to get to that here in a moment. But first, my dad launched a new company about a year and a half ago and developed his own amazing toothpaste and other big line of products. He's a retired dentist, oral surgeon, Dr. Jones Naturals, drjonesnaturals.com. You can find all the products there on his amazing shopping cart. And, of course, he's a sponsor of ours, and a lot of that goes to support what we're doing. So you can get the right products, the entire line of them, at drjonesnaturals.com or simply by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and all the products are there as well, like activated charcoal concentrated toothpaste that doesn't have the additives or crap. It doesn't have the fluoride. It doesn't have the aspartame. This is the high end. Again, it's very, very strong, works incredibly well on your teeth, but doesn't abrade off the enamel like some of the other ones do. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com and at DrJonesNaturals.com. And what else is available there? Rocket Rest. Now, I love Knockout. It's something I had an idea for 7 years ago. I said, you know, how much does a bottle of melatonin with a standard milligram dosage of it that they recommend cost? And they said about $20. And I said, well, how much does it cost to put good melatonin in a bottle? They said about $2, and the cost of the bottle is like 50 cents. And I said, well, I'm not going to sell that for $5. I mean, that won't fund our operation. But I said, how about if we put L-tryptophan, valerian root, chamomile, and a bunch of other natural stuff that all works together to make you sleep better, and that hits people at a whole bunch of their receptors, not just one receptor. I talked to some top developers. They said, that's a great idea. We made Knockout. The thing about it is, when you take a formula a long time, for a lot of people, it doesn't work as well. So I'll go on Knockout for 6 months, stops working as good, go off of it, take something else. And sometimes I get jazzed up, have trouble sleeping. Well, my dad came up with a top developer. It just so happens to be my brother-in-law, who's actually in his own right, has some big supplement companies, is very successful in organic lines and has a multiple degrees in chemistry and the rest of it. He came up with Rocket Rest Deep Sleep Support, and this will knock you in the dirt in a good way. And then you feel super refreshed when you wake up and you blast off. Rocket Rest is available at InfoWarsStore.com, but also at DrJonesNaturals.com. And I'm not going to go over all the ingredients in it because it would take a while. But this has got basically a different combination, different ingredients, and is super strong. And so you want to, I mean, we're talking about 200 milligrams of this, 100 milligrams of that, 50 of this, 5 of melatonin. So this is a lot stronger, than the other product. But different strokes for different folks. I mean, again, the first few years I was taking Knockout, one of them would knock me out for 10 hours. Now it would take 2 to knock me out for 6 or 7. And I still take it sometimes. And both are, it's apples and oranges, folks. It's just, this is like Mike Tyson versus, who's that top lightweight? I know his name. I watched the matches and he's a black guy. He's awesome. He just beat the hell out of McGregor a few years ago. Mayweather. Yeah. So one of them, exactly. So, Knockout's like Mayweather, and Rocket Rest is like Mike Tyson in his prime. So they're all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds our operation. And also we got DNA Force Plus about to sell out. It's still discounted. It's amazing for your body. And we have Ultra 12, the highest quality B12. You take it under the tongue. A lot of people can't absorb it in the gut, especially older folks. You take it under the tongue, sit about a minute. It tastes sweet. People say, why does it taste sweet? B12, when it's natural and organic, tastes sweet. And it's a red-purple color, unlike any color. It's beautiful. So check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to get to the really big news on the globalist pedophile rings, latest developments there in a moment. But let's go out to break with Fox News on the lying sack of communist garbage that wears $3,000 outfits. She's all for communism, but she wears $3,000 outfits and $1,000 shoes and wears $20,000 watches. But capitalism's bad, and she flies on private jets, but you shouldn't be able to fly commercial. Here she is.
I jump into my bathroom. And I close the door and I just keep hearing these bang, bang, bang. I open the door when all of a sudden I hear that whoever was trying to get inside got into my office. And I just hear, where is she? Where is she? And this was the moment where I thought everything was over. I mean, I thought I was going to die.
That was a Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her dramatic recounting of her experience in her office during the U.S. Capitol riots last month. But critics and lawmakers are accusing her now of exaggerating that story, pointing out that she was not even in the Capitol building at the time, but in the Cannon office building across from the Capitol. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace tweeting, "I'm two doors down from her and no insurrectionist stormed our hallway." But Ocasio-Cortez tweeting to Mace a short time ago in reply, "This is a deeply cynical and disgusting attack. As the Capitol complex was stormed and people were being killed, none of us knew in the moment what areas were compromised. You previously told reporters yourself that you barricaded in your office, afraid you'd be hurt." Congressman, I'd like to start with you.
We're going to have to revisit this later because they get into the evidence that she wasn't even in the Capitol, but what about when she went to that border facility a few years ago? Remember that? And she said they saw kids drinking out of toilets when there's built-in stainless steel systems and kids weren't even in there? Liar, liar, liar. But she never gets in trouble. Hell, Brian Williams said he got shot down in a helicopter. He hosts a show again and does fact-checking for NBC. Let's have Pinocchio do it next. All right, folks, I'm going to hit the big news. Dr. Steve Pachenik's coming up as well. Oh, yeah. Stay with us.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this worldwide broadcast, February 4th, 2021. And Dr. Steve Pachinik, we have the clip, we'll play it here in a few minutes, has the courage to come back on the show after coming on for 19 years and saying about 95% of what he's predicted has come true, what he predicted here a month ago before January 20th did not come true. And he's going to give us his take on it. I can't wait to talk to him. I'm not here to count coup or count points. I'm actually really upset about all the things that have been unfolding and really hoped that he would be right. So I am certainly not triumphant in the fact that my prediction is correct. It is very painful. But I didn't like the predictions they were making either. I didn't like that road we were going down. But now we're going down that road via Biden and the corrupt globalist CIA. And I actually have talked to a lot of people that are at the Pentagon and based out of Florida at the Special Operations Command and other people, and they're really concerned about Biden and trying to trigger a civil war and martial law. And that's what they tried to do. That's the second part of the PSYOP that failed on the 20th. And so we should be thanking our lucky stars that it was not a lot worse than what some of the bad actors were planning. So I'm going to go ahead and just, not in a mean way, but take the gloves off of Pachinik and tell him what I really know. So we'll be talking coming up in the second hour. Now, I rattle on so much, and I cover incredibly important stuff. And it's almost a function of how much news there is that you got to go through it like you're a person in an estate sale as a individual rattling off what the latest bids are. But this is a huge issue, and there are a lot of currencies on the planet that the establishment operates under. There's cash, there's digital money, there's the derivatives, there's art, there's drugs, there's sex, there's information, and there is all sorts of weird decadent pleasures. I mean, a big one is eating dead bodies. A lot of establishment people really like to eat human flesh. And they get them from morgues and stuff with dead kids and people. And that's something that's well known. And then my dad told me all about this when I was a kid. Then later I saw it come out in the news. He told me about how in Italy they go into the catacombs and they like to eat 1,000-year-old, 500-year-old bones. And then they boil them in the soups. And they even have a name for it. And I thought he was crazy when I was a kid telling me that. And later I saw it in literature, and it was actually a fact. So that's the type of stuff that goes on. That's the type of stuff going on where these people have all the money, all the power, and so they just do more and more degenerate stuff. I mean, it's very popular for establishment folks to just eat big bowls of fresh feces right out of a woman's rear end. And you know, I'm not trying to be gross here, folks. I just want you to know what we're up against and what we're dealing with. Okay. And so there is industrial level evil going on, and you can psychically feel it. You can see it in the culture. It's everywhere. And so let's lay it out. It's spiritual. There are millions of people coming across the U.S. border and other borders. Tens of thousands end up conservatively per country in sex slavery every year. And many of them end up missing. They end up killed. And I'm going to show you evidence of that. And so that's why for me, it cheapened it that when Trump really did tenfold plus increase the arrest of pedophiles, pedophile rings, signed executive orders, the banks, the groups doing it, going after Epstein, going after all these sources, it was really having a big effect. And then to watch all that stolen into a black hole of an 8chan board with some goblin-like creatures at the command of it, obviously being told what to do, to make everybody think that it was all cartoonized, underground, millions of children, all like Marvel comics on steroids, so that when the dates always were wrong, Hillary wasn't in Gitmo, Trump didn't win, Trump had it stolen, you know, the 20th, there wasn't executions up on the platform. But instead, it put us into the martial law. It put us into the troops. It put us into the purge of conservatives. It put us into the globalist storm coming after everybody. And so this was a way to set up the legitimate movement against pedophilia, against Satanism, against world government, against genetic engineering with human-animal hybrids, all the real things that were coming out. It just became like a cartoon, like a comic book. And I'd go to gun rallies or, you know, Trump rallies, and I'd see maybe 10% in the Q thing. And they all had this weird, crazy look in their eye, like they were part of an invincible group and they were part of a secret army. And they always have this satisfied look and go, Jones, you're not Q level. We know you're the bad guy. And I'm just like, oh, my God, these people are under mind control and they're going to set us up and none of this is going to happen like they said. And they're going to beat us over the head with it and use that to discredit all the serious gains we've made. Now, the truth is it's still backfiring on them, and it didn't go off the way they wanted. And they wanted to have insurrection and uprisings, and through these groups, they commanded people to be violent, but it didn't work. When Antifa helped break through with a few groups at the Capitol, a few hundred Q fools wearing Q garb went in and stayed in the velvet ropes and did it all and got suckered in. They've all been indicted, not the real operatives, and I pointed that out. And I did that so the federal Southern Poverty Law Center groups running this had pressure on them to actually bust their own operatives, who are now in hiding. So that's where we are here. And that's why I'm so upset, is because when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to go over the latest development of hundreds of thousands of children in industrial-level raping. Industrial-level raping. By what you call the Catholic Church, but really satanic covens within it, where the nuns deliver the 5 and 10-year-old boys between ages 5 and 10, some even younger, to giant rape events where up to 30 men rape and also inject blood product, semen, into children, giving them HIV and hepatitis. That's the real satanic event is hurting the child. That's why California passed a law that you can give children HIV and it's not a crime. Oh, but COVID's such a big problem. I mean, this is a cult of psychotic control freaks, and they love you wearing the mask. That's the symbol of the child gagged. You're covered up. The woman gagged. They've got control over you. You shut your mouth. To them, this is all spiritual, and it makes these demons that run these people so incredibly happy. And so that's where we are. When we come back, I'm going to show you the latest with the German government now having to admit it's all true, but not just the Catholic Church. The German government in every state placing as young as 3-year-old boys. It's always boys because you got to destroy the manhood. They took the same psychic energy off raping a girl. They rape some of those too, but it's mainly boys. That's what the whole Me Too movement's about, covering up boys and girls being abused. About, oh, a man kissed a woman. A man said hi to a woman. That's rape. A woman asked a girl out. Oh, that's rape. But raping a 3-year-old, you know, 20 dudes doing it to the blood, their guts are hanging out. That's loving a liberal. And if you hurt the kid too bad, you shoot him in the head. Oh, hey, you need to go ahead and kill this one. You guys roughed him up a little too much. This 3-year-old boy's got a big prolapse. His guts are hanging out. And, you know, I'm sorry if listeners don't want to hear this. Let's talk real world. Because when you see a lot of these politicians, they rape little boys till their guts are hanging out. And they're going to rape you real good, too, financially, until you wake up. So you want the truth? I'll give it to you. I'll give it all to you straight ahead. These people are going to burn in hell. They asked me, the Wall Street Journal said, what do you mean burn in hell, Joe Biden? I said, I want him to burn in hell. What the hell do you think it means? It means go to hell, burn in hell. You're going to burn in hell, you demon. You hear that, you piece of garbage? Burn in hell, you pedophile puppet. Burn in hell. We have the Technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now. There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the oases like band.video and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a man coming round.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Okay, let me lay it out. I
the hairs on your arm
have
will stand up.
Dug around over the years and run into, in the last 27 years on air, the actual court filings that usually get sealed later in Europe, in Russia, in the United States, in Canada, in Australia. It's always the same. I mean, little kids in cages, people eating them, lines of men raping these children, also some women, but it's maybe one out of 50s a woman. And it's just the most horrific stuff you've ever imagined. So the things I was telling you earlier, that's all real. I mean, the descriptions of the snuff films in FBI reports, this is confirmed stuff. And also the finders, the CIA in the D.C. back in the 80s. And this all came out. I mean, the FBI agents couldn't even deal with it when they got in there. It was like hundreds of snuff films, thousands of porno movies with kids being raped, satellite uplinks. And it just went on and on and on and on. And little kids begging for mommy, little kids getting raped, little kids getting their heads blown off. So that's why I took the Q stuff that was cartoonizing all this, and everything's fine and we're going to fix it. Because people get scared hearing this and they go, wow, I just want to hear we're in the winning team. We're fixing this. Well, we're not going to fix it until you wake up to it and do something about it. So let me show you. This is just a small smattering. It took me about 3 minutes today to just print these articles off. This is just a small snapshot. Okay? You think I want to look at this crap? I got 4 children. All my brain does is say kill, kill, kill. It's not good for me to read this, but I'll read it because these children deserve it. Here's the headline. What happened to the kids in cages? CNN refers to Immigration Detention Center as overflow facility. They kept children in cages. Obama did. Trump ended that. And Trump said, don't come here with your kids because people use the kids over and over to get across. And people kidnap kids to use them to get across and then are left with the children. So Trump cut it by 95%. Look up the numbers. When he shut it down. As soon as Biden got in, though, you saw an acceleration of the caravans with the kidnapped kids. They even grabbed kids in Mexico, out of Guatemala, out of El Salvador, out of Nicaragua as they come up. Mexico doesn't like this. Their kids are getting grabbed and used as human shields. So when you see AOC down at the border going, they're making kids drink out of toilets, we need to open this up. She's there for her handlers wanting that fresh meat to keep coming in. Now, if you're a radio listener, I'm saying all this. For TV viewers, I'm showing you all the admissions. So let's go over it. Oh, now they're back in cages. They weren't under Trump. Now they're back in actual cages because that's where the left likes them. So here's Pelosi calls the Republican Party the party of Q, and then she makes jokes about, oh, child sex rings and stuff. She knows damn well what's going on. See, you let them make it a joke, and that screwed up the whole prosecution of these people. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers. Senate report, Washington Post, 2016, 5 long years ago. Here's the New York Mag report. Obama administration handed over tens of thousands of children migrants as young as 2, some who were raped to death. Read the report. German nuns. Now, this is the new one today, Infowars.com, just to tie this all together for you. Do you want to go read this? Because I don't want to read it again on air. You think the stuff you heard was bad earlier? Go read this. They would load the children, age 5 to 10, some even younger, but they find a little too young, they're too catatonic and freaked out after it. You know, 5-year-old boy, he can take getting gang raped by 30 men. And they would come home covered in semen, and they would beat them if they didn't wash all their clothes perfectly and if they complained about blood running out of their rear ends. Okay? Go read it. Oh, you're 5 years old. You don't like the fact that a bunch of men gang raped you, you little son of a bitch? Now, that's who the Satan is. Oh, you didn't hear a freaking word out of the Q people about this because they were covering up real stuff. This is real right here. This ain't some freaking made up crap. You want to go read the article? Go read it all. German courts, and it says, the shocking revelations come less than a year after a separate investigation found Berlin's education authorities and Senate had supported and defended placing foster children in the care of known pedophiles. A 30-year-old policy. Over 30,000 little boys living with convicted pedophiles. And they said in the report in Berlin, they said, this is how children learn love is sex with men. That's NAMBLA, actual NAMBLA passages with sick psychiatrists in Berlin getting money to place little boys with their daddy. I'm going to keep going. Oh, here's DW. EN.sex. Child sex trial moves forward. The horrors of Germany's sex dungeons. Police in Germany investigate 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile probes run by the German government. And it goes on and on. Now you see, German officials place children with known pedophiles for 30 years. German nuns sold orphan children to sexual predators. Thousands of immigrant children said they were sexually abused in the U.S. And it goes on and on. And Trump stopped it, so he's the bad guy. He stopped the gravy train. The satanic gravy train. The George Soros gravy train. Yeah. It's not loving sex between a man and a woman, not loving sex between a husband and his wife, not loving feeding your children, bathing them, being sweet, teaching them things. No, it's taking. Satanism's all about, imagine a mob of men and a five-year-old boy, and the nuns take them in there and they hand them over, and there's like five little boys and 30 dudes. They're like, we'll see you in 2 days, kids. Have a nice weekend. And that's what our government is. That's who Joe Biden is. It's who his brothers are. It's who his son is. Of course he's in a laptop with his niece. Of course he took trophy photos of them in the semen-filled bed. Naked. What do you think dad does? Dad loves that. I'm sure dad's been in there. I'm sure Joe Biden's been screwing, you know, the whole family. I mean, they admit that. Hell, we got his daughter's diary about him banging her. So that's who they are. So let's just get this straight. Sandusky, pull up that demon's face and then compare him to Epstein. The same demon face, that same satisfied, greedy, selfish thing that wants to ruin a child's life. Humans aren't sexually attracted to children. Demons are. I'm attracted to killing people that hurt children. I'm attracted to cutting their throats. That's what I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to jamming ice picks in pedophiles' eyeballs and pulling their teeth out with pliers. But don't worry, I'm not going to do any of that, because God will have vengeance on all of you, and you will burn in hell with your God Lucifer forever. You will be bound in your so-called chaos, and you're rebelling against God, and you will be destroyed. So, we let these maggots take over, and now we're going to be judged, but they're not the ones in control. God is the one in control. So there you go. There's the rest of the story, and you're lucky, and I'm lucky that I didn't read you the descriptions of what is in the confirmed police reports. But if you want to know why they've got the government doing all this bad stuff and government shutting off the economy when everybody hates it, and why they're doing, because they're controlled. Because they turned a blind eye. First you go to a party and you have sex with prostitutes. Then you have sex with 16-year-old girls. Then you have sex with 10-year-old girls. Then you have sex with 10-year-old boys, even if you don't want to. Then you kill a kid that, you know, that kid's causing problems. Get in there and kill that. Go strangle that 7-year-old. And they tell you, we videotaped you, you killed that 7-year-old, now you're going to work for us. So when you see these politicians, they're not in control. When you see these people, they're on very short leashes. And they have to go to rituals where they get beat up by those above them. All a hierarchical trampling and being trampled on. Just like O'Brien tells Winston in 1984. Hillary Clinton's handbook for dystopia. But vengeance is God's, saith the Lord, is mine. So we're going to go through this fire together. All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik is scheduled to join us coming up at 6 after. And I appreciate him keeping his end of the bet. I said, if Trump's sworn in on the 20th, you got a job at InfoWars. He said, if it isn't, I'll never come back. I said, oh, no, the bet is you got to come back. And so this is going to be some very informative, interesting radio. Straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Start your engines. Tell folks tune in to band.video, infowars.com/show, and share those links right now. We'll be back in hour number 2. what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that keep them making social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word and fight back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his land was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Alex, quiet down a bit. You've never been in a military coup. You do not understand what that means. You do not understand how quickly we work and how long we've been preparing for this. If I'm wrong, I will never appear on your show again. But if I'm right, I become one of your official paid commentators. You want that?
If you're right, I'll hire you and pay you. Give me on the show every day.
We are now officially in a military coup. What has happened and why I was part of it is because I've had a history of doing soft coups in the United States and what we call hard coups overseas, overthrowing regimes using the military. In this case, we have what we call a hard coup. It was initiated, as I said, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, by our cyber command using special forces. There were over 400 people from all parts of the intelligence community. I won't go into the names. But in effect now, we are about to arrest Pelosi. We're going to arrest Biden, Hunter Biden, Mitt Romney. You're talking about a whole list of individuals whom I identified on this show for years. When I said Gina Haspel has to go, she went. When I said Barr was a CIA operative, he went. When I told you Pence was not to be believed because he came out of a Democratic Catholic background, became an evangelical Christian, he left. So what's happening now is that we are literally in a military coup. That means, in effect, this country will watch the arrest that will come out of this. We have already arrested and basically overseas, we have taken out the Pope, whom I have identified for over 30 years as a terrorist, who when he was director of the Jesuits had killed three of our American nuns, two of our Jesuits. We arrested a young man from an older man from the State Department, Stefani Serini, who basically leaked all the information, used Leonardo, the sites going up to the satellites, which were controlled by the Vatican, We in turn intercepted all that information and were able to get, along with Nancy Pelosi's computer. By the way, there was no rioting in the Capitol. I happen to know 3 to 4 people here from my town who said it was very peaceful. The police took down the barriers. And in effect, what people don't know is we sent special forces operators in there to take Pelosi's computer. I'm about.
There it is, the new Pearl Harbor, the ultimate attack of history. The devastating special ops takeover and the takedown of the globalist. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to go to break because some stations aren't carrying this segment. We're going to come back with Dr. Steve Pachinik for a very interesting and highly anticipated interview. His interview with Owen Schroyer got about 5.5 million views on Bandot Video back a few months ago when he said that, you know, Trump was invincible and all this was going to happen. And a lot of people thought that, too. A lot of televangelists, the general public, a lot of people I know behind the scenes, a lot of people even in government thought this was happening. But really, it was used to then bring in the real martial law and the troops and everything that's for us. And the former head of counterterrorism saying they're going to come after the American people. I've got all of that coming up on the other side of this quick break. So tell your friends, your family, your neighbors to tune in, because we had that last interview. Look at 3+ million views. Almost 3 million views, 2.9 million views. And it's Dr. Pachinik's last appearance on InfoWars. No, it is not his last appearance. But he's got his Boogaloo Boy shirt on. So we're doing good today. He's actually the leader of the Boogaloos. It's not Mike Dunn. Though Mike Dunn is his son. Mike Dunn is the son of Dr. Steve Pachinik. It's a joke. Call it a joke. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side in 60 seconds.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Bandot Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods, high quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Coming to you live from the ATX, broadcasting worldwide. I'm not going to try to rehabilitate Dr. Steve Pachinik here on air in some people's eyes, but he did leave the CFR and say 9/11 was an inside job and call the real perpetrators out that were actually involved orchestrating it. I'm not saying radical Islam doesn't exist. And he's done a lot of other good things. Wasn't for the Syrian war, supported Trump, trying to get troops out. But I thought he was buying into the whole Q8chan deal that Trump's invincible, military coup. I didn't even want a military coup. And I saw this as a big setup. And then I thought the Secret Service would be at the Capitol if they knew Trump was planning to go speak there. Then sure as hell, Trump says, I'm going to the Capitol, and the Secret Service opens up the gates and leads me over to lead it. But already 100+ thousand had already marched, and a few hundred were already attacking a tiny force of like 30 police that then got pushed out of the way by, we know, operatives that had embedded themselves in every major patriot group and in Antifa. So I was there witnessing that historical false flag. It was kind of a consolation, like a memento to even be hit in the face with some tear gas. I'm not a victim. It was actually kind of enjoyable. But, I mean, this actually was going on. And so I got to hand it to the folks that hijacked this. You know, they really won this round. You really screwed me over. If felt like I was Jeff Bridges in Arlington Road. But luckily, we were able to de-escalate it so it didn't go to the pipe bombs and the killing that some of the Q-tards thought they were supposed to go in and actually zip-tie people and get them out. The reason they moved from saying, oh, Trump sent people there, is they wanted to move to a planned operation. But now that they know that the FBI is controlling those groups, now they want to back off that as well. They're even trying to back off the impeachment. Now, Senator Kaine wants censure instead. And so I appreciate Steve Pachinik coming on and having the courage after he was on. Well, let's punch that up. Is this Steve Pachinik's last interview? Because I'll give you the date. I forget the date. There it is. Is this Dr. Steve Pachinik's last appearance on InfoWars? And that was January 13th, 7 days before we were supposedly going to see Joe Biden's head cut off like a chicken up there on the dais in front of the Capitol, running around like a chicken. But it didn't happen. So, Steve Pachinik, tell us, was it all a big joke? Are you in with the Q guys? Were you part of the setup? Or were you really believing this was going to happen? We really appreciate you coming on.
Number one, I enjoy coming on the show. Number two, what I do resent is the ad hominem comments coming from your disgusting viewers who think that I lied or in some way gave them false promise. If they want to know who I am, what I am, let them read my book, American Warrior in Crisis. I came on the show again to basically say to you, I will double down on the military coup. And the reason I'm doubling down is that right now it's taking more time, and I don't directly deal with military operatives as I had in the past when I went overseas. So I still have faith in my cyber command. I have faith in my special forces. I have faith in the generals. Flynn's brother was appointed CINCPAC commander and other commanders. So what I'm saying to you right now is what you're seeing happening is exactly what Trump wanted to happen. He's exposing. Now, you got to remember one thing I've said about Trump. He never fails at what he does. And by the way, he has remained silent. Only one individual picked that up repeatedly, and that's Bill Maher of HBO. He hit it right on the head. Why is Trump silent when in his history he has never been silent? And part of the reason is, and I'm going back to Sun Tzu, he understands that in order to take back the power that he has, he never gave it away, he has to expose to the American public. Number one, I said to you, the Lincoln Project was the disaster. John Conway was a liar, pathological liar, and his wife was also a pathological liar.
You did say in that interview, if I remember, on the 13th, that the Lincoln Project was going down. And, you know, about 3 days later, 4 days later, it started to.
All right. What was exposed beyond that was the homosexuality of John Weaver and the pedophilia that was rampant in the Lincoln Project involving all kinds of guys named Schmidt, Mitt Romney, Bain Capital, Google. If you look at who was involved in Lincoln Project, you have a whole list of advertisers and supporters, including some of the major Republican Party. Why did Trump do that? He wanted to expose it on that end. Then the second part, he's showing you how corrupt and stupid Biden is. I said to you before, for years, Biden will pick those people who are incompetent and corrupt, and primarily they were Jewish. I have a synagogue going on there with Blanken, with all kinds of people. I've got 11 Jews in there, all of whom I've never met before, some of whom I have a lot of things in common, but they're all incompetent. They're all Route 28, and they are Washington insiders who are corrupt, making their millions through government contracts in the military. What did I say? The first thing Biden would do, he'd go to war. What happened? 2 days ago, within 24 hours of the time Biden went in, we went right back into Syria. And we have one moron from the National Security Council and the State Department, which is run by Blinken and Wendy Sherman. I got a Jew on top there who's never been in the military. And I have
We got 45 minutes left, but I got to unpack all this. Let's just go back. Let's just go with your scenario. They are doing this anti-racism stand down. Let's talk about it because they are trying to purge the military right now. They're saying they think there's a military coup. You're saying there's a military coup. What's going on there?
I just said it to you. Listen, Alex. Listen. I'm telling you.
Listen, Trump's going to get inaugurated on the 20th. I'm saying let's unpack that first.
I didn't say he was going to get inaugurated on the 20th. I never said that. I said that he would still be president of the United States. What's going on in Mar-a-Lago? You tell me. We have another White House that's fully staffed down in Palm Beach. We have a military that hasn't changed command in any way and is still in the White House and in other areas of the country. Why is all the Mitt Romney's being exposed for being totally corrupt? Why is McConnell coming out to be the jerk and the corrupt son?
Then talk to us because you're so smart. Like you said, we haven't been in the military like you, like it's a magical level when you get there. Tell us then what's going on in your view.
I'm just telling you right now. I said it's part of Sun Tzu. You understand, Alex, what Sun Tzu is. You allow the enemy to expose all of the faults that they have without intervening. And he's showing it to you. The Republican Party, dead. McConnell, a total wastrel, a corrupt individual. Mitt Romney, corrupt Mormon. He reminds me of the days of the massacre of Meadows that the Mormons did when they slaughtered Christians. He was warned, and the Mormons were warned, to take care of him, and they didn't do it. You've got a whole bunch of other people, Alessandro, who's going to be arrested. So this goes on and on and on. Do I think it's going to be over in a day? No. Is it going to be over in a few weeks? I don't know the timing, honestly, because right now the exposure of the corruption and the degree to which it's unbelievable. Even for a guy like me who worked in the Bush administrations and other administrations, which I knew were corrupt, and I stayed away from. But you got to remember, I didn't make money. I never took a degree. I never took a rank.
I get what you're saying. There's still a coup going on, and Trump's got stay-behind networks in, like Obama did to him. And so there's a power struggle within the bureaucracy. I get that, saying he's like co-president with Biden. And now that we'll have people missing Trump, and so Biden will be in, and all the corruption will come out. It will hamstring him. I would believe a lot of that was happening if he hadn't killed the Keystone Pipeline, if Biden wasn't sending everybody back into war. If all these great military guys are still in command under Trump, well, then why are we back in Syria?
I didn't say all these guys. The guys I work with are in cyber command, and they have certain units, whatever the general.
Let's come back and talk about that on the other side, because I want to have a serious discussion about this and really get your take on this. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're still on air, and in many ways stronger than ever, at band.video and infowars.com. /show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Dr. Steve Pachinik is facing the music here. Now, he did say one thing that didn't happen, one thing that did, when he was on the 13th of January. He said that the Pope has been arrested and he'll be out today. He's been arrested today, but he did say the Italian government will collapse tomorrow. It actually took about a week and a half, I guess 10 days or so. So I'm sitting here, and I'm a good gauge of BS, okay? And most of what Pachinik's told us over the years has been true, but any disinfos, most of it's true, and they had a poison pill. But he legitimately, if you look at him on Skype during the breaks, you know, looks like he feels like he's a good guy, and he's telling the truth, and we're all just wrong. Well, it doesn't mean he is God. None of us are God. He could be wrong about things. He could be right. I mean, is he legitimately saying this? Is he tied to the whole Q thing? That's what I'm getting at. But the idea here, Doc, that you didn't say Trump would be the president on the 20th. You were just saying that there'd be this on. No, you did say that. And so it's not about putting you down for that. If you were wrong about something, or I was talking to one of the producers, they said that you said the military didn't carry out what you thought they were going to do. So somebody seriously unpack your thinking and what you really, because I mean, I see martial law in D.C. They're saying permanent troops. I see federal mandates, federal police on the streets for masks. I see them, the former director of counterterrorism of the CIA saying, we want a new reconstruction. We want to arrest tens of thousands of people. I see them trying to start an actual civil war. So I get the military's awake and upset. They are trying to purge the military. They are trying a 60-day stand down while China takes over the South China Sea. So I agree with you. There's lots of coup, counter-coup stuff, but boil it down from your view so people get your perspective so they don't just think, you know, that, because was that a Freudian slip? Your disgusting audience? Or you mean some people that said disgusting things about you? Because most of the audience doesn't hate you.
Honestly, I don't even read most of the comments. Let me be very frank. I'm not interested in what your audience says or doesn't say. I don't really listen to
it. Well, you
it.
Said it. You I, said it. Well,
listen to me, Alex. You want me on the show? Cool it.
Cool it. You're not in the military.
Nothing to do with Q. I don't even know who Q is. I don't read that nonsense. I have nothing to do with Q or anybody else. Other than you, you're the only show I go on. I don't read comments. I don't read Twitter. I don't read the internet. So that's not me. There's somebody else doing it, and I appreciate what they're doing. Now, let's get down to basics. I said to you there was a military coup, and it's still in effect. What exactly is Trump doing? You think Trump is just sitting there and waiting and writing a novel? What do you think is going on when we're exposing the Republicans, the Democrats, we're exposing the Lincoln Project, we've exposed all the senators, McConnell? How do you expose a guy like McConnell if you don't allow him to come out and show what a coward he really is and how dangerous he was? Or Mitt Romney. How many times do we have to say Mitt Romney was in Bain Capital and was corrupt? How many times do the Mormons have to be told that they have to get rid of Mitt Romney or they have another Meadow Massacre where they killed Christians? How many times do you think this goes on? I'm not in charge of the timing. I was asked to do what I did. I worked with a few select people, and that's what I have faith in. In the past, I've done my own coups on my own. I've done what I had to do, never apologized. I've had all these contravailing sides against me, even in the other administrations. That doesn't bother me. The only thing I'm saying to you and why I went on the show wasn't to be right or wrong. That's not what I'm about. I am a son of the Republic. And in the Republic, there are people with me who believe in what we're doing. Let me give you an example. I live in a small town in northern Florida. We got hate mail from the post office that said we Republicans are out of control and basically should come back to the mainstream. I don't know what that came out of. I know that the FBI came into our town, a small town with less than 2,000, and I told you the FBI was corrupt. I told you they were incompetent. And what do? They go around and intimidate people who may have been there at the Capitol and did nothing wrong. They don't go and arrest other people because they're incompetent. They're corrupt. That's what you're beginning to see. And that's what the American people are seeing. No one in this area or in the Baptist Southern area or in any other area I know in the South have taken down their Trump signs. Go around, go into the streets and see how many Trump signs there are and how many people still.
Sure. Well, even Democrats have said that Trump support is going up. But you specifically, let's just get this straight, because people understand if you were wrong about timing or whatever, you legitimately thought Trump would end up being sworn in on the 20th. You said he's going to be the president.
I didn't say he would be on the 20th. He will be. He is still the president of the United States, and he will continue to be the president, period.
Well, I know he won the election, and it's important not to recognize Biden. So tell me this. What is your view on what's going to unfold? How long will it take? I mean, what's going to unfold?
What is unfolding? I'm telling you, we're arresting different people. How long will it take? I just told you. What I do not know and I don't want to know is the ongoing timing. Is this a day, a week? It's a couple of months. I said to you, it takes time. When, in fact, we initiated, we did this years ago to do a sting operation. That was years ago where it was marked and people didn't believe that the Dominions were controlled or that we had a sense of what was going on the ballot. As well as the voting machine, it turned out to be exactly what we thought. We knew exactly what the timing was when the votes came out and they were fraud. It's up to the people who are involved in the White House and their national security concerns. They don't ask me about the timing. What they asked me to do is what I did on your show, and the rest of it is just to give them the support that they need.
Okay, well, then let me tell you, talking to folks that are currently, folks you've worked with before down there in South Florida, Special Operations Command, I've actually talked to some of the head people there who I know, and separately and some here closer to home, and they said Biden was hijacking the Q thing, hoping that the Capitol would be bigger, hoping there'd be an insurrection to bring in real martial law. They're planting false flags, try to trigger a civil war. And the Patriots, the Pentagon, are worried about it. And when we come back, I'll show you where CIA counterterrorism chief suggests going to war against domestic insurgents. And we'll tell you about what this Grenier guy has to say when we come back with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Please don't forget his website, stevepachinik.com. I believe everybody has a right to their opinion. And Steve overall has been about 95% accurate here on the show. I appreciate him having the courage to come on and defend his ideas, and that's why we're doing this, because we like to have debates. We've got a Boogaloo/Antifa individual on next hour under the command of Pachinik. Of course, I'm joking. But separately, seriously, we do have that guest coming on, but under the command of Lord Pachinik. Pachinik's actually a poet. Did you know that? We've got some of that for you coming up. He writes love letters to Lucifer. So, Pachinik, we got it. Anyway, so it's all coming up. But please, now Pachinik's really happy. He's got a little Pachinik heart for Lucifer. It's like, you see Pachinik? The devil's right there. He's like a little heart over his head, you know? So he's very, very, show him, there he is. Maybe Pachinik's got a little red tail tucked under those little pants. So we'll be right back. Please don't forget InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of great products there.
Globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done
mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. I'm Alex Jones, your host, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. All right, getting really serious here. I'll tell you this, we're not at a normal point for America. You have martial law in D.C., you have total censorship going on, you have Liz Cheney with a 10% approval rating, with the Republicans promote her into leadership. You have communist China openly putting out red lines, threatening to attack, basically invading Hong Kong, threatening to invade Taiwan. And Joe Biden is gone and can't even talk the few times they rolled him out. Very bizarre stuff going on. And so all I know is that they're trying to start a civil war with the American people. So I want to ask Dr. Stephen his take on that. Here's AOC claims she was going to die during Capitol riot, wasn't even in the building, but this is what gets serious. We've seen the press secretary, Psaki, laugh at Space Force and say it doesn't exist. You know, there's a giant secret space program, a lot of it declassified. She says, oh, how do you even talk to those people? Well, that adds the whole thing that that's like NASA. Kennedy set that up as a shadow government. So, yeah, I mean, Pachinik's trying to give courage, like Obama and Hillary did, like, hang on, Brennan said to the Democrats inside. You know, keep fighting Trump. If he's saying, hang on in the government, be your own government, well, you know, Trump's still in command. That's kind of a simple psychological gestalt of the banner, the signet, the, you know, the Roman eagle still up there so people don't give up. I mean, if that's what he's doing, he's just be honest about it. But CIA counterterrorism chief suggests going to war against domestic insurgents. And he says we may have to have a war with our own countrymen and have a new reconstruction. I mean, this is just fabulous, try to start a fight. Crazy town. The new defense secretary doesn't know what planet he's on, saying there's America's evil and racist. I mean, One place you don't want saying that's the military. I mean, 60-day stand down to root out the insurgents. I mean, what in the hell is going on? So definitely we're not in Kansas anymore, Steve Pachinik. And you were talking to the producer. Maybe she got it wrong, but you did think something big was going to happen that day. Now, you think they messed it up and didn't do it properly, or did you not say that?
I didn't say that. I just said it would take time in my mind. I didn't know exactly when and how long it would take. Number one, the CIA has been always replete with incompetence and corruption. I mean, we saw that. We got rid of Gina Haspel. Whoever said, you know, we have domestic terrorists. I mean, what you're seeing now is the exposure of a corrupt, incompetent regime of Biden and all his people. And what it really is, it's not only an indictment of Biden, forget that. It's an indictment of Obama and Brennan. This goes to the heart of the matter. Obama, as I told you, was a gay, flaming homosexual nobody who came, was the CIA operative, and Brennan was his control officer, and both of them messed up. So you have people there who are secretaries of defense, secretaries of state, who started a war in Iraq, where we lost 5,000, started a war in Libya, started a war in Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, Afghanistan, Syria. Am I getting through to you how incompetent and what we have to show?
Yeah, they're so incompetent they stole the election and took over.
They stole what election?
They stole the election or taken over. They're so incompetent.
Let me ask you, how do you know they stole the election? Where are the numbers coming in?
Trump had double, triple, quadruple in battleground states before they shut down the election that night and stole it.
And you say that it's a fait accompli, right? You think that's over. And I'm saying,
no. Here's the deal. I never give up, but I'm also realistic about what I face.
And you think I am a wishful thinker. That's why I come on your show.
I just know that I talk to a lot of people in the government. Hold on, Steve. Seriously, listen. Hold on a minute. I talk to a lot of really smart people. They tell me the country's in deep, deep trouble, and we're in a globalist takeover right now. They're planning to set bombs off all over the country and start trying a civil war. So I'm really concerned for my family and everybody else right now.
Who's going to set bombs?
The Southern Poverty Law Center.
Southern Poverty Law Center?
Yeah, they ran Elohim City. They ran the attack on Oklahoma City. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. I know them very well. They haven't said anything. You and I don't agree, but what we're having
Hold on. You're saying that leftist groups aren't controlling and manipulating right-wing terror groups and winning a false flag. I mean, they're gearing up with the Pentagon to go after the American people. They've got CIA counterterrorism heads saying they want a war with us. This is treason. This is criminal. This is disgusting. This is a war on us. Not us kicking ass, not us winning, not us taking over. They're running the tables against us. And unless we wake up to this and have the states and good governors like DeSantis repudiated, we're in deep trouble, and these idiots are going to start a war. They're going to lose in the end, but it's not going to be fun.
I'm in a state where DeSantis is here. He's in military intelligence. After you're yelling and screaming, would you like to know who he really is? He's the guy who came out of Jacksonville, had no special privileges, went to Harvard and Yale, and then was a special force. And now here in Florida, we're not listening to either Fauci, who, by the way, was exposed. Isn't that interesting? Trump didn't have to say he was a total fraud because the New York Times and the Atlantic Monthly exposed the bullshit that Fauci has been saying and the nonsense about wearing a mask. Now you don't wear one mask, you wear two masks. So take it easy, Alex. Listen to what's going on. Do not get upset.
I'm nice to you, and I think you actually believe this stuff you're saying, and you're an interesting talk show host, and people like you on the show. So I like you as a person. But the patronizing, dude, I'm 47 years old. I've been around the block 100 times. I don't patronize you. I'm being serious about this.
What do you want me to say? I've said to you, Alex, I've said to you exactly what's happening. Am I patronizing you? No. Am I saying you're wrong? Yes. Am I saying that Biden administration will not last? Yes. Am I saying this is part of the psyops in order to expose to the American public the amount of corruption, not only in the Democratic
Party. I agree with you that he's the worst damn choice. I mean, if you want to discredit your party, I agree with you that this looks like a disaster. How do they extricate themselves from Biden when Kamala's even more unpopular?
That's correct. And that's what we're waiting for, to see when she comes in and what the problems will be. But at the same time, when were you ever exposed to the fact that McConnell was corrupt and was an operative of the Chinese shipping building? When were you exposed to the fact that Lindsey Graham was ineffectual, a homosexual, even though he served in the Army? When was that exposed?
No, it is all starting to come out. I the Democrats are now panicking, wanting a war because they can't win the political fight. I agree that they're trying to start a civil war because they're losing. I'm concerned about them staging it.
Cool it. There is no civil war. They can't stage anything right now. We have control over the entire country. That's why we deputized Army Command. I don't know about Southcom. I've been to Southcom. I'm not dealing with Southcom.
So much special operations. Yeah, yeah, okay.
What do you want me to say to you? Myanmar just had a coup. Now, who initiated the coup?
Well, I know that's a Soros group, and the globalists are pissed. I know Pompeo's pissed. I know the Democrats are pissed.
Oh, and who did I say? Didn't I say to you Pompeo was a disaster Secretary of State? Didn't I tell you that Pence was a disaster as Vice President? It all came out. How would it have come out if Trump didn't allow it to happen? How would you have exposed it?
No, I've told listeners that in a way Biden being in is worse for the globalist agenda than if Trump stayed in, because they could keep blaming Trump.
Remember what I said to you. The globalist or whatever party you want to do is in the process of self-destruction. And that's what you're watching right now. And Trump is allowing to happen. He said it to you. I will be back. He then says, I'm not going to say a word. And then there's all kinds of exposures.
Let me say this. Do one more segment with us, because you've got a point. Remember Trump at Whirlpool like 8 months ago? He said, listen, I just cut off the middlemen. I cut off the globalist. I may not be here for a while, but I'll be back. Remember, he said, I'm going to be gone for a while. That was when he said that. I'm like, I'm going to be gone for a while. But let's find that clip, guys. Trump says, I'm about to be gone for a while. Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Anybody listening to my voice, simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right?
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com.
Ban.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Ban.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Really appreciate him joining us today. Okay, I'm not name dropping. I just finally got this. They just delivered it 2 minutes ago, so I thought I'd talk about this. It's so cool because the clock is ticking down on America and the world. I don't have time to program this yet. I don't know how to do it. Three of these clocks exist of this type. One Joe Rogan has. He gave another to Elon Musk. I liked it. He just got me one and just got delivered today. I just plugged it in like 2 minutes ago, so it's... This is not a digital clock. It is not a mechanical clock. It is an electrical clock. So it's a very interesting, rare clock out of Canada. And the guy makes these only like, I don't know, 20 or so a year. And there's only three of this clock. Very interesting, kind of symbolic of the countdown on the Republic. And so we're here discussing all this. But I'm talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik. And obviously, the Democrats are scared. They put 30,000 troops. Now they want more troops. Now they're saying it's permanent. Now they want a new civil war. Now they want to arrest everybody. Now they're obsessed with Trump. They're saying he's getting more popular, not less. That actually has credibility, what Pachinik's saying. Pachinik, in my opinion, is walking back a little bit that, hey, this big event's going to happen on the 20th. But I do agree. They stole the election. Trump is the president. But here he is last year, 7, 8 months ago. I'm going from memory. Maybe you guys can find the date. Here he is at an appliance factory in the Midwest, saying, hey, I've stood up to Big Pharma. We're paying the highest prices. I've cut the prices, which he did by half. They're going to come after me. I'm going to be gone for a while. Here it is.
You have to produce a product, and it has to be a good product. But the middlemen, well, the rebate that I'm doing cuts out the middlemen, and it reduces costs, and the money goes back to the people purchasing the drugs. So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people.
And then he said at the military base, before he got on the plane and flew to Mar-a-Lago, he said, I will be back. So that adds something there to what you're saying, Pachinik. I just want to put all our marbles on Trump. I'm genuinely concerned about Biden and the Chinese and their red line and now a 60-day stand down of the military because we're racist. I mean, this doesn't look good. So I mean, they're definitely trying to start a civil war. You don't agree with that?
They can try whatever they want. What Trump is doing, and you have to think for a minute how he thinks. That's what I'm working with. He basically is allowing us, the American public, both Democrats and Republicans, to see how truly corrupt this entire government and country is, bar none. Now, why is he the only one to do this? It's not because he's just morally righteous. It's because he's a businessman. He understands the very core of what corruption is about. He understands the dynamics, but he's not going to stand there and give you a lecture on the dynamics of corruption, nor is he going to tell you how great he is, which he has told you. But he's now going to show you, in effect, what he was talking about. And what he's doing is allowing the audience to watch a TV show without Trump being there. And
well, I do agree with you that their ratings have plunged. They're falling apart now that he's not there. And the fact that he won't resist them, they're actually bitching, now wanting a fight with his supporters because they need us as the cover for what they're doing.
Let me ask you something. In the world of Sun Tzu, in the world of where we fight, let's say in martial arts, a position has an offensive element. So you've got to think a little bit like
it draws them out. It makes them make their next moves. So you can use their energy against them.
That's what he's been doing. So Governor Newsom of California, we have 1.3 million signatures for a recall on this corrupt nephew of Alexandria or Nancy Pelosi. We've got a young man running against Maxine Waters, who's now in trouble because she's so corrupt, such a liar and pathological corrupt individual.
Sure, she's paying her kids millions of bucks.
But my point is this. What he's letting you do is the biggest apprentice show he's ever done. He's putting America into project. He's literally showing you the American show, which is massive corruption. And the first president, we didn't have it with Bush Sr. He was corrupt. I worked with him. We didn't have it with Nixon. He was corrupt. Jimmy Carter, he was corrupt. Clinton's, they were corrupt.
Okay. Dr. Steve Buscemi's our guest. Let me just tell you what I've witnessed. Trump means well. He cares about the country. He's not out to get us. He was the president. That pissed him off. I was there when almost the whole White House was gone, and he had like 10 staffers that were loyal. And then the Secret Service stood down at the Capitol, and he literally pointed at me, and I led the people out. And I was like, my God, this is really happening. And then we got set up. So just the idea that Trump's got all this masterful stuff going on, this sounds like a reboot. I mean, I agree politically what you're saying is happening. This is destroying Biden, the Democrats, worse than ever, as they turn the economy off, as they launch all these wars. People are like, whoa, this is horrible. I get it at a Machiavelli level or a Sun Tzu level or a Napoleon level. Don't interrupt your enemy while they're destroying themselves. But I mean, they're destroying us. They're coming after our guns. They are. I think they'll lose in the end, but they're just crazy. So I just don't. I mean, I know people that know Trump well. He's isolated at Mar-a-Lago right now.
And what the point is? What?
The point is, you're saying Trump is like, you know, Mr. Spacely and the Jetsons with all his hands on the levers. From my information, He needs to be out in the public fighting. He needs to be exposing. He needs to go into that trial and annihilate them in the Senate and be thrown in that briar patch. Instead, he's totally cut off with a bunch of cowardly lawyers telling him to be afraid of a shadow.
How do you know he's totally cut off?
I mean, I've talked to the president some. I've talked to people that talk to him. I know the lawyers that are involved. I mean, I know that he's cut off.
And what is this next trial about, the second impeachment? What does that mean?
No, it's totally fake. Even John Roberts isn't involved. It's a sham. Now they're trying to back off of it. I think he should go into that briar patch and use that to expose him.
But he's already – when did you ever hear, besides what I have said, that John Roberts is one of the most corrupt Supreme Court justices we've ever had? He's been involved with Malta. He's been involved with all kinds of problems in his adoption of kids. When did you ever hear that other than from me? And now you're beginning to see how the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is so corrupt. And what may have happened to another Chief Justice? Was somebody killed, by the way? Was there a member of the Supreme Court who might have been killed? I don't know. You tell me. But when you go directly to the enemy, you show me exactly what your strengths are and exactly what your weaknesses. When you withdraw, I have no idea of what.
Well, sure, no, that's a Trump tactic to say, okay, I'm for gun control. What do you want? We want to totally ban guns. Then that hurt their cause. Do 5 more minutes with us. You can have the floor and make some final statements here, Dr. Steve Buscemi. But hey, people like it when you come on the show. So even though you didn't win the bet, you did come back on the show. So I appreciate that. We're going to go to break.
Hear me.
Wait, what?
And what if I'm right? Will you eventually hire me then?
Only if you co-host a show with David Knight. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come right back on the other side. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that would be a hot show, actually. That's two, those two together. Like they have little canes and beat each other in the heads with them. Okay, folks, we're going to go to break. Little people hitting each other. I'm not saying they're little people. That's a quote from Time Bandits. It's a pretty funny movie. Listen, I got to pay some bills or we won't be here. Ladies and gentlemen, my dad is a great retired dentist. Where is it? I guess I dropped it. Now, we've got this great concentrated toothpaste that is activated charcoal with no additives. It's amazing. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. It's discounted right now. We have Rocket Rest that's got a high dose of a whole bunch of healthy stuff that helps you really sleep well. I'm not going to belabor time getting into all of it, but it really is amazing. And we're selling out of this. DNA Force Plus is our flagship product. DNA Force Plus is discounted, even though it is selling out. We also have back in stock. Ultra 12 is the highest quality, organic, deliverable system we can get. You take it under the tongue, let it sit for a minute, you absorb it, and it is absolutely essential in everything in your body, your immune system, everything. Ultra 12 back in stock, and that keeps us on air with George Soros and Michael Bloomberg funding all these lawsuits against us. So it gives them heartburn at night. They're really, really upset that we're still here, and boy, are they going to be surprised. Like cutting up a starfish, what's about to happen. But a lot of, let's just say hydras have a lot of heads and they're hungry and they're out there having their bellies massaged right now. Little pink bellied hydras. So it's all coming up. InfoWarsStore.com. Keep funding us. We are fighting hard. We've got great products you need. We've got the Trader Joe's t-shirt that sold out. It's back in stock and Lung Cleanse has been sold out. It's back in stock. And pure turmeric about to sell out, still discounted. The powdered turmeric sold out bodies, but the pure turmeric extract liquid is available. You can find out Steve Pachinik's books at stevepachinik.com. And he just laughs at all of this. He's just a jolly old elf who loves Lucifer. I'm just joking. We actually do have a poem of his here that we're going to play for you when we come back. Except the audio is not that good. You know, like you think Lucifer would have a better sound system. Back in 2 minutes. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in for the long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines. And then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Steve Pachinik joined us here today. There he is dancing. And look, he actually goes to coffee shops and reads poetry in his off time. So this guy doesn't just co-author books with Tom Clancy or help found Delta Force. He's reading poetry And everybody gets really excited when he talks about who it's dedicated to. This is called Impending Chaos by Steve Pachenik. Here's the end of it.
Present and the future. Incapable of accepting all those false narratives recounted long ago, time and time and time again. Chaos arrives, long forgotten, yet abounding with that infinite vitality to eliminate and disintegrate matter into electronic impulses, penetrating the invisible and the deadly. Silence becomes the meaning for those who will not die or disappear. Gloria in excelsis, Diabolus. Lucifer will bear the morning star forever and ever.
Lucifer, amen. What is this? So, it's like, oh, false narratives, but someday they'll come true. Like H.P. Lovecraft, like someday even death may die. So, is this a love letter to Lucifer, Steve Pachenik? Are you secretly got a little heart for the devil?
No, I have the heart for neither the devil nor the angels. What I have a heart for. It's simply, and why I go on your show, you're the only show I ever go on, is number one, your incredible intelligence. Number two, your incredible sense of humor. From wherever it came, you have an incredible sense of humor, and I happen to enjoy it. Now, as Lucifer and the son of Lucifer, I basically look at cold fact. When 9/11 occurred, I was ostracized. Within minutes, I was deprecated, ostracized. And Bob Gates of the Secretary of Defense and the former DCI, whom I couldn't admire at all. I thought he was disgusting and stupid because he couldn't get in the RAND Corporation, basically warned me not to do a coup. And yet we had a shift in generals. And what I'm beginning to tell you is simple. Look, nobody owes me anything. I owe nothing to everybody, anybody. I enjoy what I do. I love what you say and what you do. We don't always agree, but for the most part, I will be right. And sometimes you will be wrong. But that's not unusual for you because that's what you enjoy. And the entretemps between the both of us is poetic. I don't want to be right. I don't need to be right. I don't get paid
for
it.
It's certainly good radio. It's certainly good radio. Even though I disagree with some stuff, people are like, well, don't have someone on we disagree with. No, I think it's good to have people on that disagree.
I agree with you, but the most important part here, and I seriously mean it, and you have to understand, what I'm saying to your audience and the American public is I have faith in the American Republic. I'm not talking about Republicans, Democrats. That's finished. Trump is sui generis. That means he is onto himself.
No, you're right. He's now a symbol of our populism, so we need to celebrate him as our president regardless.
Correct. But he will be back as our president. And it's not as simple as anybody thinks.
Would you host a daily show with David Knight? I'll bring him back if you host it with him.
I have no hard feelings to David Knight.
I love David.
My point, look, it's not an issue of David Knight or you or me.
No, would you host a show with David Knight?
All I'm saying is I want to come back on your show and say to you, okay, where is my position?
I agree. How about a debate between you and David Knight? That'd be great.
Oh, not yet.
By the way, David, this is an attack. I hope David does well. David's got his own show he's doing right now. David was so mad about what I covered. I finally just said, dude, you got to go. But, yeah.
But you know what? Bless you and bless your audience. I still have faith in the American people and Trump. That's it. It's as simple as that.
No, I hear you. All right. Well, I think you meant what you said, and I don't think you did it out of meanness or badness, and that's what my gut tells me. So, StevePachenik.com. Hey, come back on next week. We're challenging David Knight to come in studio, and we will. Okay. All right. Hey, StevePachenik.com. Thank you so much. Got another guest coming up. I appreciate you spending time with us. All right. We'll be right back. Well, that was a powerful interview, ladies and gentlemen, and definitely something is going on. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy. The office of the former president. There are thousands of ideologies out there. Hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
The following was written by Dr. Gad Saad about the narcissism and grandiosity of celebrities. Let me explain yet again the source for all the platitudinous virtue signaling. The truly privileged elites know that deep down they are frauds. They suffer from existential guilt. Hence, one of the ways by which they assuage the guilt albatross around their necks is to demonstrate to the world that they are truly compassionate, truly loving, truly caring, truly profound. Hence, they love all undocumented immigrants. They love Mother Earth. They love the ozone layer. They love BLM. They love socialism. They love inner cities. They hate the gentrification of neighborhoods. They love mentors of color. They cherish diversity. They love LGBTQ movies. They adore queer architecture. They are better than you, more caring, more cultured, more empathetic. This permits them to sleep better at night. See, I'm not a fraud. I may be a gargantuan parasitic hedge fund BSer, but I really care. I may be an overpaid BS actor, but I fight for solar panels. Those flyover rubes, you know, down there, deserve their lot in life. They are racists who bed their siblings. We are science supporters who fight against Mother Earth rapists while flying in our private jets. It is a classic ego defensive strategy that permits the ruling class to exist within their fractured selves. And if decent people don't wake up against what is taking place, you will wake up and say, "What happened to my liberties?" Stop giving your support to the parasites, cowards, and traitors in pop culture. Support the truth. Support the new renaissance. Support the information war.
Former Senator John Kerry is your new climate czar. Joe Biden hired him the other day. A lot of czars all of a sudden, so we want to keep them separate. The climate czar is very different from a reality czar, which apparently we're also getting. The climate czar is not worried about reality or science, for that matter, any of that. The climate czar fights climate change. And if facts or common sense get in the way of that, the climate czar will fight those too. It's the perfect role for John Kerry. John Kerry has devoted his entire life to taking on global warming by contributing as much to global warming as he possibly can. Over the past year, to name just one among many examples, John Kerry's private jet, yes, he has one, has spent at least 20 hours in the air, emitting in the process more than 100 metric tons of carbon emissions, much more than you will emit in a lifetime since you don't have a private jet. John Kerry is the kind of leader who leads by negative examples. Well, in 2019, the world finally recognized John Kerry's sacrifice, his enduring commitment to doing precisely what he wants, while preventing you from doing the same. John Kerry was given, in recognition of this, something called the Arctic Circle Award. That award recognizes his efforts to, quote, tackle environmental matters. Naturally, John Kerry flew all the way to Iceland, that's 3,000 miles away, on his private jet to accept this honor. In his acceptance speech, John Kerry made it very clear that people like John Kerry make him very angry. In order to fight climate change, John Kerry said, we need to do exactly the opposite of what John Kerry himself is doing at the moment.
People are dying around the world because of climate change. I see it in my country. Floods in mid part of our country that wiped out farms. Fires even now in California. Mudslides that swallowed up whole homes and people. I get angry when I look at what public responsibility is supposed to be and I don't see people doing it.
There are mudslides and floods and fires. Therefore, I must have more power. And if you don't give it to me, I will be angry. And to prove that point, John Kerry will personally cause as many mudslides and floods and fires as it takes to wake you up to this problem. That's the cross he's willing to bear. Any questions? Well, at the time, no one had any questions. Actually, they never do. No one in the American media asks questions or thought that speech was weird in any way. But back in 2019, one journalist in Iceland, not yet brainwashed, did have a question. He asked, why did John Kerry fly all the way to Iceland on a private plane? Isn't that a little hypocritical? Now, to our knowledge, no one covered John Kerry's response at the time. It was completely buried. We have it now. You're going to want to see it. This is John Kerry's response.
It's the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle. I believe the time it takes me to get somewhere. I can't sail across the ocean. I have to fly to meet with people and get things done.
It's the only choice for someone like me. It's the only choice for someone like me. Why do I have a 12,000 square foot house on the water in Nantucket? It's the only choice for someone like me. Not a choice you're allowed to have. None of the rules apply to the people in charge. Obviously, the people in charge are important. You are insignificant. And that's why corporations, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, are seeing record profits right now, even as your life falls apart, even if you run a small business, you get arrested for trying to make a living. This is just standard in the climate movement. They don't have any problem with it at all, John Kerry's answer, any of this behavior. Because for them, it's not really about the environment. None of these people, the ones yelling about, there's no planet B, know anything about nature. They don't go outside. They couldn't name three bird species. They don't know deciduous from a conifer. They're completely cut off from nature. They hate nature. They're at war with it. But there is one exception, one principled voice in the environmental movement. We reached out today to get her reaction to John Kerry's speech in Iceland. And again, no one has reported on this. Here exclusively, if you can handle it, is Greta Thunberg's response to John Kerry.
You all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
Yeah, you go, Greta Thunberg. You tell that John Kerry. He's wrecking your childhood.
All right, I wanted to get Magnus Panvidia on last week again when I had him on, and I wasn't keeping him on hold. Just for no reason, but he was recommending an Antifa member to get on, so we were behind the scenes trying to work that out to make sure that can happen. We're going to come back from break, talk to him for a segment, and then get her on with him. Then if he can stay on, I'll take a little bit of time in the next hour so he doesn't lose it, because I want to have an in-depth discussion, and then Matt Bracken is scheduled to take over. But I wanted to say something here. When I read 1984, and then it talked about Emmanuel Goldstein, and then I actually read the old Soviet papers, the Bolshevik stuff, Karl Marx, you know, and Engel, Das Kapital, and all that, they're always saying, and I went back to Malthus and the British philosophers, and I went back to Plato, and Nietzsche said it, you know, in the last century, that, oh, there's three types of people. There's the proletariat that doesn't care and just wants to go around and, you know, work their jobs and have lottery tickets and get drunk. And then there's the elites that are the aristocracy, and there's those of us that want to be them. That's not true. And every time I've run into globalists, you know, that's part of being a journalist. It's off record. But, I mean, some of this has come out in the news. They're like, you want $10 million. You want $100 million. I mean, hell, one of them did it in front of my crew so I can actually say it. Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group. It's like, what do you want? You'll get anything. Just come here. I'm like, dude, you're in front of my crew saying this. No, I don't want to be an aristocrat in Hollywood Hills or in New York or at Mar-a-Lago. I don't. I don't. I like my family and regular people. Some are rich, some are poor. Some are black, some are white. I like interesting people. I go eat restaurants where the food's good. I listen to music. I don't think about what color they are. If I like a song, I like it. And so there's this thing in the establishment that they think there's us up here and then there's everyone that wants to be us. No, I don't want to be you. And that's what this all comes down to. It's like Joy Reid said last week. She goes, all these white people want to be us and they're racist and they love Hollywood. And they like white people are robots. They're like, we want to be Hollywood. We don't like black people. It is the most asinine, ridiculous crap. And anyone knows that. You go to any country, even homogeneous countries like China. They've got thousands of different factions and views. You go to India. One guy's got the same genetics. One guy's a Hindu. One's a Muslim. They're killing each other. This idea that I'm white and I have like certain like, I am against black people. I'm white is, or I want to be an aristocrat is insane. It is insane. I want a future. I want freedom. I want prosperity. I want life extension. I want health care. I want to be free. And I do not sit there like the There Will Be Blood character, who is like a lot of these elites, who's like, I don't like anyone doing well. I hate everyone. Well, dude, kill yourself, okay? I like people. All right, we're going to come back with our guest, Magnus Panvidia, who's a boogaloo and knows the Antifa as a well-spoken person. And we'll talk about the current state of craziness in the world straight ahead. Stay with us.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Magnus Panvidia is here with us, and Star Chakti, who's an Antifa member, he is a boogaloo boy. And look, you know, I saw some stuff and comments online from Mike Dunn last week or others reporting to be him. They're like, oh, Jones knows he got punked on the show. That's why he's being nice now. No, I mean, I did have a small backlash from listeners who are like, hey, we want a revolution. Yeah, they're right. Let's start, you know, killing everybody. I'm not saying Dunn was even saying that, but I get America's pissed. Right wing's pissed. Left wing's pissed. Everybody's pissed. Boogaloo's are pissed. Antifa's pissed. I mean, everybody's tired of everything. I just want, you know, and even Owen Schroeder was like during the break, I should be nicer to him. You know, he's actually being a nice guest or whatever. And he said, hey, you ought to have this Magnus Panvidia guy on. He's had this big viral interview with Jimmy Dore, who's being attacked for even interviewing him. Well, why shouldn't you? People can interview Charlie Manson. They can interview me. They can interview, you know, Adolf Hitler for Time Life Books. I mean, you should talk to everybody, shouldn't you? No, because they want to misrepresent who you are. And so I had a small backlash. Most of the audience, you know, is concerned about things. It doesn't want violence, but at a certain point, everybody's got their right to their own Declaration of Independence. Doesn't mean it's going to go like it did 450 years ago, but still, it really is in our system, the right to revolt. Didn't give us that right, just points out it's always inherently there. I personally don't think that I could organize or run that properly. Other people seem to think they can, or they just kind of want to be the person that lights the match. Maybe they're pyromaniacs. But Magnus Panvidia is a very well-spoken person, very popular guest when he came on. So we're getting him back on, and then he's introduced us to this Antifa lady who's going to be on this in the next segment as well. Sorry I got you on a little bit late here. It was kind of backed up today with a lot of stuff we didn't get to, but we got about 7 minutes of this segment, long segment coming up. A lot happening in the world. What do you want to dig into first?
Me on again, Alex. And just kind of this whole crazy idea of unity that we've been pushing has sort of blown up over the last week. Getting BLM 757 on your show on Owen Troyer's War Room. That was huge. I don't know if you've ever had a BLM activist on before.
Watched it yesterday. It was a good interview.
Yeah, so just having people talking to each other and more groups kind of reaching out. And then the establishment has kind of picked up wind of this. And a lot of progressive and liberal YouTube channels that have been talking about, hey, maybe unity. Hey, maybe we should work together with ex-Trump supporters. They've started to get demonetized or have their Facebook pages taken down, which is like, oh, that's really convenient that, you know, like not, they're saying the same thing they've been saying all last year. But the moment they start to be like, hey, maybe we should work with Trump supporters, maybe we should reach out to the right, they get their, you know, YouTube
taken
down.
Because they want a civil war. You guys want revolution and a change. You don't want a civil war, right?
Yeah, and that's what they want. And that's what I've been saying from the very beginning is that the establishment and the elites are the people that want to keep everyone divided and they want everyone to kill each other. They want, you know, the more civil conflict, the more closer we get to like a Syria style situation, the easier it is for them to consolidate power, the easier it is for them to pass a second Patriot Act or something like that.
Well, that's a great point. When I was talking to Mike Dunn, when we were setting up for the show, or the producer was, he's like, listen, we don't want anarchy. We don't want civil war. We want a revolution. And that's two different things. It seems like the CIA, the globalists, they're phrasing this as a civil war. No, it's not us killing each other. We want a revolution.
Yeah, the opponent, everyone we've always talked about, is the federal government. There's never a meme made or a post made about going out and fighting Democrats or going out and attacking Trump supporters. None of our information, none of our messaging has ever been about that. Everything we've always talked about is the government, and particularly the federal government. That's always been the opponent. So it's never been a civil war. And we've already, most of us have stated that if there was some Republican versus Democrat kind of civil warfare, most of us wouldn't participate. We would go out into our cabins and into the woods and, you know, just try to stay out of it because, you know, nothing good would ever come out of that.
That is exactly, I've never had to actually set up a cabin in the woods. I've actually got one now because I don't intend to take part in the civil war.
Yeah. And so, that's the funniest thing is, you know, you'll have these people that are like, oh, you're warning that the elites are trying to push a civil war. That's so crazy. That'll never happen. But then those same people will turn around and be like, can't talk to the other side. They need to be deleted off of everything. They need to be kicked out of the government. And it's like, which one of us sounds like they're pushing for a civil war?
And notice that's what all big tech does is put people in groups. They force you into groups so they can control you.
Yeah, I put
what you're saying is revolutionary. You're right. Whether our ideas are different or not, we should talk to each other. That's simple. That's simple detente, simple diplomacy.
Absolutely. And I put on Twitter today that a Michigan-based anti-fascist account got restricted today for posting that they wanted to reach out to ex-Trump supporters. That account is several years old. Nothing in the tweet was violent or calling for violence. There was nothing about it. But just including, hey, maybe we should start talking to ex-Trump supporters. Facebook flagged the post and took it down. So it's like you're exactly right to where the moment anyone starts stepping outside of these bubbles, they're attacked, they're targeted.
Yeah, but you're the one that pointed this out, and Owen Troyer and others was like, hey, Owen's like, hey, be nice. Even if you disagree with some of the stuff, we need to talk to each other. They don't want this. I'm not the one that picked up on this trend. I think you did. I think you're the one. I think you or Jimmy Dore. This just started a few weeks ago, but this is big now, like you said.
Yeah, it's picking up steam and particularly like people are starting to look into things and starting to question whether, you know, they had false beliefs on all of these different movements, or even if they didn't have false beliefs, that their feelings on them were exaggerated or focused by the media to an extreme to get them to the point where they dehumanize half the population. And that happens on both sides.
It's total radicalization. It's total radicalization.
Absolutely. You have people that literally view like everyone in the opposing party as like some evil destructive force that has to be physically removed. And the fact that people don't get to that naturally. You don't hate your neighbor like that as just a regular human being. It's totally manufactured. It's totally pushed by the media to get people to that point.
What do you think is going to happen to Biden post Trump? They don't have Trump to blame anymore. And now he's launching all these wars and all this. I mean, this is crazy.
I think a lot of the left is like Because this happened under Obama, too. If people a lot of people forget that once Bush was out, Obama started doing all the same things Bush was doing. But a lot of the left kind of just were never told about it, or kind of, sat back and gave up on activism because, Obama's in charge now. Everything's going to be fixed. But what I've seen across the internet and all of these movements is people are very aware that Biden has broken every single one of his promises, that he's very much a warmonger. And then a lot of people even are very aware of kind of the Patriot Act 2 thing that's building right now, to where I have progressives on Twitter, like open Bernie Sanders supporters, posting that they're trying to start a civil war, that they're going after Americans, that they're going to expand the security state and start running around with FBI agents and arresting people. And these aren't InfoWars people. These aren't Trump supporters. These are Bernie Sanders supporters. These are Tulsi Gabbard supporters. So even they're kind of like more aware of what's happening.
I'm glad you raised that, because the first article I wanted to hit, and of course I got distracted and didn't get to it, is CIA counterterrorism chief says there's going to be a new civil war. They want a new reconstruction, and that, quote, our own countrymen are the enemy. I'm going to show you this when we come back. There's video of it, too. And this has even got the squad upset. It's got Rand Paul upset, because it's not like it's scaring us. Like, oh, the CIA is going to get us. Couldn't beat the North Vietnamese. Couldn't beat the Afghans, but it's so illegal.
Yeah, and it's horrifying that you have unelected representatives that can literally get on CNN and like say that they want to go after Americans who haven't committed any crime. They've blown up the idea of what represents a domestic terrorist to such an extreme that a person like me that doesn't even have a criminal record and have never, hurt anyone in violence in my life is now considered by John Brennan as equivalent to someone like ISIS. Which is insane.
Yeah, this is a total nightmare. I mean, it's so unreal. Even Alex Jones can't believe it. I mean, we're in uncharted territory. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs like band.video and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Magnus Panvidia is our guest from the Boogaloo Boys with Star Shakti, a member of Antifa. And, you know, I've seen some criticism, actually, Owen Schroyer having these guys on or having other people on. I've gotten some. And, listen, I'm all about debating people, discussing. I think that's a good thing. Anybody that says you shouldn't do that has got a serious screw loose. But notice it's the left mainly saying, oh, you shouldn't give somebody a platform. Jimmy Dore. Because, by the way, I don't follow Jimmy Dore. I think he's funny. He spit, you know, iced tea on my face one time after the Young Turks invited us up, then set us up. I don't think Dore was in on it. I'd love to go on Dore's show. It's entertaining when I see it. But he, without even looking, is my point. I'm not saying I don't watch his show. I watch it sometimes. Without following him, I see it all over the news the last week and a half. How dare Jimmy Dore cancel him, take him down? He had Magnus Panvidia on. So I finally went a few days ago and watched the interview. It was a very nice come-together interview, which, again, you can have Antifa, you can have white supremacists online saying, kill the other group. They're allowed to. So it really does show the system wants this collision, the civil war.
Absolutely. And, you know, people wanting to keep people in echo chambers, because if you actually talk to the average American, if you just go to your gas station and just speak to somebody, we have all way more in common than we realize. And the whole point of social media, and it's particularly over the lockdowns because people aren't interacting in person, it dehumanizes people. It's really easy to look at your neighbor as the enemy and the government as the savior, when it's the exact opposite.
Oh, I don't mean to interrupt, but I've been through that because I've said some things that are wrong out of context. I apologize. They distill it and twist it and amplify it where this thing they make you is not who you are at all.
Yeah, they've already did that to me because they've gone back and doxed me and tried to go through my old Facebook posts where I said, I was very suspicious of Antifa. I didn't like Antifa. And then I actually ended up talking to people from Antifa on the ground, and my opinion started changing. So they went all the way back to June, and they're like, see, he posts something bad about Antifa, and it's impossible for his opinion to change. Cancel him. To where now, like, some of my best friends are in this movement, and we've humanized each other by just talking, by realizing despite our differences, we are people and that we have things in common. And a lot of the things that we're concerned about, they are equally as concerned
about. Well, sure. I mean, look, here's the deal. Obviously, a lot of grassroots Antifa are going to mean well. I've said I want them on the show. That's why I appreciate getting this lady on. It's very diverse. I'm talking about the funding on top or the image the media puts out. That's one thing versus what a real Boogaloo is versus what a, you know, real Antifa person is. And I'm not defending white supremacists. I've actually been around some of them. The average one, though, thinks they're a victim and thinks everybody's out to get them. And actually is not what the media even says. I'm not defending them, but I've talked to them. They actually believe something totally different as well. So it seems like what we're hearing about each group is not actually what's going on.
No, yeah, because they intentionally want everyone to look scarier and more dangerous and more evil than they actually are. They don't want, you know, like, because before, if you go back, it's very much kind of like To Kill a Mockingbird and, you know, the whole thing with Boo Radley of they just want to take someone who might be a little weird or might be wrong. And they want to make them look like a demon. They want to make them look like a devil.
No, I agree. So wouldn't the answer to ending, wouldn't we get Boogaloos, militias, the KKK, and Black Lives Matter all at a barbecue? And I would guess at the end of it, most people would be friends. You'd have still people trying to start a fight or maybe provocateurs. But I bet if you actually got everybody together, most people would stop it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing Daryl Davis did. And Daryl Davis, you know, almost single-handedly destroyed entire, you know, KKK groups by being a black man and just going and talking to them and then humanizing himself and humanizing them. And then those people were like, you know what? I can't be in the Klan anymore because one of my best friends is a black man and I love Daryl Davis. So, you know, that was his approach. And he's one of my mentors. Like, he's a hero to me, Daryl Davis. So it's exactly like you said of like, when you get people from different groups to just sit down and actually talk to each other as people, a lot of the bigotry, a lot of the hatred, a lot of, you know, whether it be racism, whether it be homophobia, whether, you know, any kind of negative view of the other starts to melt away when you actually just talk to people.
Sure. And I want to get to this Antifa lady. I don't want to make her sit there on hold when we can go a little bit in the next hour. I appreciate your time, but let me just say this first. But you get the left and the big CIA foundations create a false left, false liberal thing where, oh, Bernie Sanders' mittens are racist and acronyms are racist and white people are inherently bad. So a lot of white folks that weren't racist are getting pissed because they're being told they're bad because they're white. So, I mean, that's really the system trying to create a racial division.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of, especially lately, a lot of, you know, left wing people that have spoken up against that get turned on way harder than, you know, maybe even you have. I've been watching on Twitter because now that I've been embraced by a lot of progressives and stuff, and I watch them get tore apart for even trying to humanize the other side. I watch them get put on lists and called Nazis for even speaking to someone like me, which is, you know, surreal. And I've even seen Daryl Davis be called like race traitor and stuff like that. For talking to the Klan when he has done more to get rid of
this. Yeah, incredible courage to go into a group of 100 Klansmen. I mean,
yeah, and he's had dozens and dozens of them give up their robes. He has an entire wardrobe full of ex-Klan members that have quit the KKK just because he went and talked to them and he went to them and de-radicalized them by just.
Well, that's the issue, though, man. You try to get into a conservative event that they get hordes of people calling themselves Antifa that beat peaceful people and are against free speech. You got Antifa attacking Andy Ngo. So let's bring in Star, and she's at Star Shakti One or at United Voluntary on Twitter. Star, thanks for joining us. We've got about 15 minutes the next hour. I appreciate you holding. What do you want to say? I can ask a lot of questions, but you're Antifa, I guess, involved in activism in Seattle and Portland. For now 21, 22 years, I guess it's the WTO protest. What do you want to say about, I guess, what you're calling the real Antifa, or what's your message?
I think that it's really time that we start treating our other American citizens as humans, and really start having the hard conversation, because we are all souls. We're humans. We're trapped in this meat suit and we have to get along and live together. And I think that it's time that we like start having the conversations about how we do that. The whole corporate takeover is not good for anyone. It doesn't allow people to serve their own self-interest and it doesn't take care of others. And I think that it's time that we like start to figure out as people how we're going to unite to resolve this. And we have to live on the same planet together. So let's figure out how to get along.
Well, I mean, it's great to have somebody that says they've been with Antifa, and I believe you. People say you're bona fide. What was Antifa back at the WTO 21 years ago in Seattle versus what it is now?
Strangely, it's kind of changed. So a lot of us would never claim the term Antifa. You know, we're involved in our pods or our groups or, you know, doing the things that we're passionate about. And then we kind of all get lumped together. And in the reality, well, yeah. In the broad sense, we're all anti-fascist, knowing at the definition term of what fascism is, and we're against those things, you know, pretty much. So one of the ways I see it is that we're kind of, what would you call it, militant compassion. We tend to see things that are, you know, not being taken care of or not being addressed to the world or people that are being oppressed and exploited, and we tend to speak out about it and speak out about it through direct action because direct action is the thing historically that tends to work.
Well, you can say violence has solved a lot of things. It's also kicked off civil wars. But, I mean, you don't endorse the stuff we've seen where Antifa tries to shut down other people's free speech events. Because I don't care if it's the KKK or Black Lives Matter or Antifa. I believe everybody has a right to free speech as long as it's not violent.
So that's complicated because I think that we also have the freedom to counter speech. We're having a war of signs where I live and, you know, there's been a more conservative sign up forever, but then they fight us having our liberal sign up.
Oh, listen, I agree with you coming out counter protesting. I just think you don't hit somebody in the head with a baseball bat.
No, I think that that's violence on another human being is not ever condoned.
Well, stay there then because you just hit something key. The left always thinks that protesting somebody or disagreeing with them is a violation of speech. No, no, no. I'm not saying you're doing that, but you're like, no, we're going to go out and protest you. That's great. Go out and do that. I'm talking about concrete milkshakes. I'm talking about hitting people on the head. I'm talking about seeing Antifa people do things that I saw the KKK do in the 60s to black people. I don't like that. I want to see open stuff. And I've seen like when Antifa attacks people, it's good. When the Proud Boys do something, it's bad. I would love to see Antifa and the Proud Boys have a summit together. My God, it'd have 50 million views online if Big Tech let it out there and actually just end all this stupidity. Stay there. We've got Magnus Panvidia, and we've also got his friend Star. The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out, because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back. Final segment of the third hour, fourth hour coming up. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, will join us. He'll add his commentary with these two folks with us. I could play these clips. I already played it when he said it 2 weeks ago. He said it again yesterday. Here it is. CIA counterterrorism chief says going to war against domestic insurgents is the next mission. He says he's worried about a violent wave of our own countrymen. He talks about a new reconstruction. That, of course, is Robert Grenier. And it's not just him. They have White House press briefing. So if I saw Trump, because I didn't agree with the Q thing about let's arrest everybody, let's execute them, I was like, that sounds like BS. It's a setup. That's the globalists discrediting us. And it was. I mean, if I saw Trump or anybody or Bush or Clinton or Obama get up and say this, I would be going crazy. But now it's so surreal because it's happening. And now they want more troops in D.C. And they're saying, oh, we're going to get the Antifa too. And we're going to get the commies. And we're going to get the Black Lives Matter. And we're going to get the militias. And we're going to get the KKK. But they can label anybody they want anytime. So you raised this, Magnus Panvidia, right at the start. Again, Boogaloo, a prominent spokesperson. I know there's no central group. You're, you know, up there, the, you know, the top guys. And then, of course, we've got Star here, who's an Antifa member for 21 years. She can comment, but to me, I'm not worried about Boogaloos. I'm not worried about white supremacists. They go, oh, Jones isn't worried about white supremacists. No, I don't agree with them. I'm saying I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about Black Lives Matter. I'm not worried about even the Communist Party. I'm worried not about even Islamic terror compared to this. I'm worried about the big state, the central government, the CIA, the Pentagon, that they're in press briefings saying is coming after everybody that doesn't toe the line. This is ominous. This is a revolution of the establishment. What's your view? Do you agree? Why do you think they're doing it?
Are you asking me?
And whoever wants to jump in, Star,
okay,
Magnus.
Okay, for me, my fight is against the corporate global takeover. It's not good for indigenous countries. It's not good for our country. It's not good for the worker. It's not good for anyone on minimum wage. It's not good for anyone who lives on the planet. It's only good for the profits of this massive entity that's taking over and getting its fingers in every government globally.
Sure, but I mean, what do you make of this? I mean, if you told people 20 years ago, a year ago, the CIA is going to announce war with America, it's totally illegal in the Constitution. I mean, it's just insane.
Oh, I totally feel like this is part of that takeover that, you know, puts in the interest of the corporations is us being good little batteries and fighting each other. If we organize and actually start to take a stand against, you know, the takeover of the planet, then we're a threat. But as long as they have us distracted fighting each other, then we're distracted. They want the people to either be distracted or sedated or just compliant.
No, I agree with that. I'm asking you, though, overall, what do you make of them making this move? I mean, this is a big deal. This is a like
World War II. It reminds me a lot, like, as far as the things that are going on with the CIA and this whole, like, what's feeling like a Patriot Act too, and the restriction of free speech, it reminds me a lot of what happened. See, after the WTO protest, which was in November and just beginning of December 99, what happened is we thought this would be our life, right? We were going to show up and we were going to make a difference and we were going to speak out. And then 9/11 happened just 9 months later, 10 months later. And then we had the Patriot Act and Homeland Security, and we found that communicating was nearly impossible. We couldn't organize again like we did at WTO. I mean, the strength was the fact that we organized. Like, I think there was closer to 250,000 people there than what they report. I know that we filled up the city, and it was a massive organization of lots of people with different interests and different objectives, saying that these corporations and this support of governments of these corporations and the intertangling of it and the revolving door is not good for anybody.
Well, I'm glad you raised that, and I wish we could see your face, because I know not for COVID, but for your own identity, you're covering your face. It muffles you a bit, Star, but we sent reporters there. We covered, I made a film, Police State 2, The Takeover, where Antifa, people claiming they were Antifa, were actually under Bill Clinton's Delta Force Command. They staged attacks so that massive attacks could then happen against the peaceful protesters and route them into the neighborhoods. And remember, the city even housed the Antifa in a building. They kicked the tenants out and moved Antifa in. So, again, I'm not saying you're a federal operative. But here's the actual footage from Police State to the Takeover from local news. But I have personally witnessed the president's own military, his own Praetorian Guard, do this.
Yeah, that's actually that documentary. Actually. Yeah, that documentary is where I actually found you from way long ago when I was a very young man, ironically enough. So that's kind of, you know, what I brought that on. And definitely to your point about like the CIA building up and everything, a lot of the things that went on under Trump with Antifa have been building up to now go after militias, and then they're including Antifa in that. And that's another thing that's waking a lot of liberals up, is everybody thinks that all this new Patriot Act 2 stuff is just going after Proud Boys and everything, to where if you actually read the documents, they include Black Lives Matter groups. They include actual local anti-fascist groups. And just like, you know, like you said, with instances when there is attacks by people wearing all black and calling themselves Antifa, we don't know if they're actual local activists or if they're cops pretending to be anti-fascist activists. And Starr can even speak about it, to where, you know, their local groups constantly have to protect themselves against cops and other people trying to pretend to be anti-fascist activists to start violence at protests. And even within their own organizations, they try to stop those people and fight those people. But it's so decentralized that it's hard to do. And
sure, well exactly. That's black. What I'm getting at is, that was a totally legitimate liberal protest that I would agree with. Don't give the WTO power over our trade. Don't let them sign with China, exploit all these people. Those were good old-fashioned liberals I liked. They got set up. They got attacked because, I'm not even blaming the army. Obama ordered, Clinton ordered the military to go set that up, and they ran an op successfully against America. And so this is what I'm saying, is we now just see this accelerating.
Absolutely. And definitely, like, you're seeing more and more the government try to infiltrate all of these groups and looking for a patsy. They want a patsy really bad. They want somebody to fly off the handle and shoot somebody or commit a terrorist attack. And we've seen over many years that they will make that patsy if they have to. The FBI will create their own terror plot to stop that terror plot to justify expanding the police state.
I agree with you. That's historic. So what do we do to stop that? Because I don't want a civil war. I know you might want a revolution. I get your point. Well, we're all accelerationists, you know, Thomas Jefferson. I mean, we want to get this change. But I just don't see, both of you, how do you see fixing this? Starr can jump in. Magnus, I mean, how do we fix this? Is the only way violence in your views? Or, well, what is revolution? How do you define that?
Okay, so, the very first step is doing exactly what we're doing now, because on your original show, I discussed that, like, me and Starr talking together and me and, you know, local anti-fascist organizations talking together literally started with trying to identify foreign actors attempting to pretend to be us to attack each other. And just taking that step of acknowledging the government's going to try to destroy us no matter what we do, and working together to at least prevent that, has brought unity between these groups. And then from there, just kind of having like a working class big kumbaya come together and opposing these people in every single way and taking actions against them every single way. If we can get enough people together, if we can unite all the tribes, then there doesn't have to be a violent revolution. There doesn't have to be a fight with the government. But if we stay separated, if we don't work together, then they're going to pick us apart, and there won't even be, it won't even come across as a civil war. We'll just wake up one day and live in some crazy corporatist fascist state that's just spying on you, even worse than we have now. Any term I could use to describe it is something we already live under.
Well, that's what you said is key. We're already in it. It's just going to get more intense. So either a violent revolution, a violent civil war, or wake up in this fascist hell we're already in, or that fourth way, people come together under populism, say, here is our social demand. Here is our social contract, and we all agree this is what you're going to do. If we come together, they have no power.
Absolutely. And, you know, Starr, if you want, you can talk about how, like, you got linked up with the Boogaloo and all your efforts in kind of not only opposing people trying to sneak into Antifa, but also, like, how we've been working so much and the accomplishments we've made.
Well, there's so much to it. Like, that right there would be an hour to unpack. I think that because my upbringing was definitely more like farming, more rural, more conservative, there was never the innate fear of men with guns or arms or Second Amendment. I never had the preconceived biases against the conservative side of things. But then I also, for myself, had more of a, you know, liberal view on the world, and I concerned myself a lot with others. But things that happened this summer definitely were more volatile, because we had I saw more than ever the divisiveness and the mass media portraying Antifa, all the activists, and I hate to use the term Antifa because we're not. I mean, Yeah, I guess that's what we get blanketed.
I don't want to interrupt you. Start. 2 minutes. We're coming back to you. We got to start the fourth hour. We'll come back and talk about your awakening as Antifa. You should reach out to others. Hour four, straight ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud. Had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I wrote a letter to my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on a Tennessee stud.
All right, we've got an Antifa member, Star, been a member 21-plus years since the WTO riots. Magnus Panvidia is one of the main spokesmen or prominent speakers for the Boogaloos. We've got Matt Bracken joining us next segment. He can ask these guys some questions before he takes over. But Star, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into kind of your awakening to reach out to people and start speaking out that you were saying happened 6, 7, 8 months ago. Please continue.
Yeah, what I was saying is more and more, see, it's always been a battle of us against the, you know, what's going on that we're upset about. Usually something involving corporate takeover or oppression of people. Like the Black Lives Matter movement totally jumps on because there is systemic racism and oppression, and cops need to quit overstepping, and the entire police union and the way it's set up protects them. And so there's like things going on that shouldn't, and we need to enact change by any means necessary, pretty much. So I jumped on that because it's like, yes, this is ridiculous. Breonna Taylor was a big thing for me. It, like, as a gun owner myself and as a medical professional, there was the feeling of like, gosh, she's been just stretching herself so thin, working double shifts, you know, helping with COVID, and then she gets shot in bed, sleeping. Probably awake at the time, but anyway, and then like I thought about it, and it's like, why aren't all of the, like, the right wing and the 2A and the NRA being out in outrage about this? These were legally owned guns. This was a no-knock raid. It wasn't even the person that they needed to arrest was in custody. These people bombarded this house, not in uniform, not declaring themselves police. Like, what would someone think if they were in their bed and all of a sudden these people, probably white, come busting into the house with guns? I would think I have the right to defend myself. That is exactly why we have the right to bear arms to defend ourselves between who knows what coming in to lynch us.
So well, that's like, one point okay. I make a lot. I want you to continue. Just interrupt. I mean, is that seeing anti-vaxxers out with guns and other liberal groups, I'm like, oh, you finally get it now. You got to take power into your own hands. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. So I'm actually not threatened by them having guns as long as they don't shoot innocent people, just like I'm not upset if some right-wing group has guns. So yeah. I think the left, I talk to a lot of gun shops, and the national numbers show this, the biggest group buying guns now is leftists and liberals. Can you comment to that?
Absolutely. That's when I got mine. Was at the beginning of this, actually. So, and I know a lot of us are, and I mean, I do have a farm, so we do have a problem. I did lose some goats to a cougar.
But was it not liberating the first time you started squeezing off a few rounds?
I actually was raised around guns, so it wasn't the first time I had fired a gun.
Okay.
And it didn't necessarily feel liberating or not liberating.
I really what about your friends? I mean, people shooting guns is fun. I mean, and I take people that never shot before out shooting, they have a great time.
I think because I was raised so much around it, I don't even think of it as fun. I think it is a tool. It's a tool that is necessary at certain times. And if a cougar comes to get my goats, I don't want to get too close. But also, you know, I want to be able to defend myself. I want to be able to protect my family. And that matters to me. But, the whole thing with Breonna Taylor happened. And then I had, like, that summer, so I'd been active some and in the streets some. I had heard an NPR thing about the Boogaloo Boys. And it was actually, I feel like, a pretty good representation of them because I thought, oh, they're just some of those white guys with guns that have now made us terrified because whereas our normal battle is maybe with the police or, you know, things like that, now all of a sudden out from the side comes these guys with guns and what are their intentions? Like, some of them aren't good. It was clear that the Proud Boys and whatever else were there to intimidate us, to terrify us, and to make us think they might just shoot us all, which was not lovely. And some of the things they said made it pretty clear that their intention might be to shoot us all. but then there's these guys in these Hawaiian shirts that seem a little different. And yeah, there was a couple situations where, they said or did things that made it not quite certain who they were there to support.
Well, I'll tell you, that is an exciting thing to talk about back in 60 seconds. And Matt Bracken joins us. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we had Steve Pachinik on for an hour. That was wild. And now we've got Magnus Panvidia, who's a major leader in the Boogaloo movement, and his friend, 21-year-long Antifa member, Star, who's on with a Star, S-H-A-K-T-I-1, or at United Voluntary on Twitter. And I'm all about talking to groups. I'm all about talking to people. She was just saying, like, and I guess she's protecting her identity. She's wearing the mask. It's kind of like Antifa wasn't cool, that it was totally chic under the lockdown, everybody wearing masks. But she's talking about, oh, my God, I saw this black person get killed for their guns. Well, I don't care what color you are. But still, about 14 black men a year is the numbers. Maybe you can say they're higher or lower. Get killed by cops in a way that's wrong. And studies actually show that cops are more likely, twice as likely to shoot a white person because they're not scared. And they slow roll into communities. I see 2,000 dead black people a year in Chicago. And then I see, you know, 14 dead there. I don't want to get off into statistical debate. I just see Soros, the Democratic Party, claiming they own black people. and they represent them. And then everybody like, oh, our movement's tied to this. We're out protesting to protect the black people. I mean, what about half the black folks that never get out of the womb? That's a whole nother debate. But Magnus, you want to comment on that? Star, you want to comment on that? Because I'm not here to defend the police. Hell, we got the CIA saying they're coming after American gun owners and conservatives. I'm worried about the power of the state, but the individual cop, I just don't think on average is some KKK grand dragon like Senator Byrd.
Well, that's just the thing, though, a whole bunch of white people get killed by cops in shady instances, too. But I don't think that diminishes from things that BLM are saying. Our entire movement was formed because of a no-knock raid against a legal gun owner that was killed in his bed, you know, and he was a white guy in Maryland. So that's kind of why we've come together on this. And you've seen, you know, like I agreed with you before that I don't view just average officer friendly as some evil enemy. But you have these police unions, you have these police institutions, you have these party funds coming into these, and they are covering up things. They're lying about things and they're going after people. And I also know that there's plenty of officers that have spoken up against this themselves and have been fired or kicked out of their precinct for doing
so. Sure, I just see the Democrat Soros deep state wanting control of that apparatus. I don't see them trying to reform it.
I want the apparatus to be lessened or go away. That's where I'm at with it. Like, I think that, yes, there's a certain level of legitimate policing that needs to occur. One of the things that I think is legitimate is, okay, we have rape victims. Now, I don't think that anybody doesn't rape because they might get busted. For some reason, that's not how it works. But when we do have rape victims and they do submit to a very invasive test to actually, you know,
now, what do you make of the Minnesota AG saying don't report rape?
I don't even know what I think about that because I hadn't even heard about that.
He said if a woman's raped, you'd call the rape hotline, don't call the cops.
You know, that might be a better idea at this point because there's so many untested rape kits in every precinct everywhere. So I don't understand where the cops have the funding for doing all these other things that they do and enforcing all these other things they enforce. But if they say, oh, we don't have the funds to test rape kits, I think that that is just horrible. It's abhorrent. If a woman has gone through having a rape kit collected, which is almost as violating as being raped in the first place,
it sounds like the new COVID anal swabs. I don't want that either. Let's bring in Matt Bracken. He's about to take over the rest of the hour. Matt Bracken's a former Navy SEAL, an author, researcher, enemiesfarandomestic.com. Matt, we've got a Boogaloo prominent spokesperson, and we've got a prominent Antifa here right now, so we're all together.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with these guys. I was listening a little bit while I was doing my show prep. You know, honestly, researching the history of Antifa, it goes back to the 1930s with the street wars against the National Socialists. Essentially, Antifa were the International Socialists. And when they had their very first Congress in Berlin, they had giant hammers and sickles and Marxist-Leninist symbology all over the background. You can look up the pictures. Notably, they had the exact same logos that they're using today. So, you know, if an Antifa person tells me that they want to find common cause with, you know, former Trump supporters or something like that, I'm just rolling my eyes and saying, you know, this is either an ahistorical, useful idiot, you know, LARPer, or just outright lying, because Antifa has been hardcore international socialist, a.k.a. globalist communist, from its roots until now.
Well, let me throw that out.
And anybody that says otherwise is a useful idiot or a liar.
Yeah. We had reporters 6 months ago or 5 months ago in Berlin with the original enclave since the 30s that is their own controlled zone. For those that don't know, what are your roots, Star, to the original anti-fascists that control part of Berlin?
Well, I think that that is actually part of the whole packaging that is being done by the media. First of all, I'm not a member like any more than anyone else is. It is so decentralized. It's impossible to explain actually truly how decentralized it is. Secondly, very few that are under the blanket that they call Antifa are actually adherent to any of those ideologies. Like most.
Well, I think it's good to have a discussion to open up talks about the different stratas, like, the different groups that are there.
Personally, I'm not even a communist. So, like, I'm way more of just a general anarchist or minarchist. I feel like some government is okay, but it needs to exist on a very local level. I think that the problems that every community faces are different. I feel like the things that are needed for Seattle or what would make a good society there.
Matt Bracken would say, you're just sounding reasonable to recruit people, and I think you sound like a real person. I think this just shows the strata of ideas. Okay, Magnus, Panvidia.
But I do know that there's a complicated history to the origins of the term Antifa. But sure. I will also say that almost nobody that marches with that umbrella association is actually aware of.
And you're against using force to stop people's free speech.
Yes, against using force to stop free speech.
All right.
Yes.
I'm out of time. Magnus, Panvidia, I appreciate you. Star. Who's Star, S-H-A-K-T-I-1, or United Voluntary on Twitter. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate all of it today, and we'll talk to both of you again very, very soon. Thank you. All right, Matt Bracken, I thought we should do some different things here and get some different ideas here on the broadcast. We've certainly shaken things up with Steve Pachenik and these folks today. Tell us, Matt, what you've got coming up in the next 45 minutes.
I'd like to finish out a little bit just of that previous conversation, because I think it's very important, this whole distinction between Antifa, BLM, so-called anarchists, and where they really fit into the revolutionary movement. The way that I see it, it's sort of as a one step removed cutout from the actual communists. They're used as street thugs, useful idiots, but in the end, the communists just, either co-op or murder.
Communists know they're not popular, so they've got a dozen different flavors that forms their command and control army to try to suck people up into it.
But in the end, the anarchists that are kind of like, ultra libertarian, they're just murdered. In the Spanish Civil War, the anarchists fought with the communists, but they could never decide like what time to start an attack, because they're anarchists. There's no leader. Eventually, the communists said, "You march under our banner. Anybody who doesn't, you're going to be shot." And that's what happens. In the end, they all march under the hammer and sickle, or they're shot.
I think that's historically true. And we should have these guys back on. She was a good guest with a mask on. You can understand half of it. So it's all like known as Antifa's wearing a mask. Now there's this happens. So now everybody's wearing a mask. Now they can operate however they want. All right. Matt Bracken is about to take over. Please remember, listeners, we can't operate without your support, and I appreciate your support. So buy some products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the fluoride-free, high-quality concentrate toothpaste that is the activated charcoal, Dr. Jones Naturals, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great sleep aid knockout that's amazing, and even stronger Rocket Rest. Race off like a rocket to sleep, blast off like a rocket when you wake up in the morning. Rocket Rest, InfoWarsStore.com. And the new Trader Joe's t-shirt with Joe Biden, the fake president, that's available in InfoWars store as well. Stay with us.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
You know, that the last segment was a pretty good lead-in, and I'd like to continue on that theme a little bit. It's not like we're just discovering how to operate in the middle of this type of a fourth-generation communist revolution. And it's worth going over a little bit of history. You know, well-meaning, at least in appearance, people that call themselves anarchists or Antifa or BLM, 99% of them have the personal issues and they're LARPing. But it's important to understand that the hardcore communists that are really the puppet masters, they use these people as just street agitators. This is part of Lenin's formula where he said, the worse, the better. You know, to make the proper revolutionary conditions, you need what we saw all summer with BLM and Antifa burning cities, attacking police stations and, government buildings. But in the end, once the proper revolutionary conditions are met, all of those LARPers are swept aside. They're either shot and bulldozed into mass graves as useful idiots whose usefulness has expired, or they're just told, look, wear the uniform, put on the hammer and sickle, and shut up. And if you want to live, that's what you'll do. In the Spanish Civil War, that's exactly what happened. People went there to fight against the phalangists, the Franco forces. Many of them identified as anarchists or socialists. But in the end, they all had to put on the hammer and sickle or end up shot. That's just simple reality. And I feel sorry for people like the last two guests who are so historically ignorant that they don't understand that they're just essentially like a bag of mulch that's going to be thrown into the ground, when their usefulness is over. Now, the main thing I want to talk about today is the backwash of the Capitol, what I call the Reichstag riot, because it's clear that it was allowed to happen. There was much advance notice that there were several factions planning to rush the Capitol. They were in position, as we've discussed, well before Trump finished his speech. It's a half-hour walk from the Ellipse down the mall to the Capitol. The attack was already underway. When I was near the Washington Monument, where I could watch both north to the Ellipse and east to the Capitol, and by the time I was halfway down the mall, there were already banners being hung from upper balconies. And, with binoculars, you could see people swarming the outside of the Capitol, clearly in denied areas. So the attack was underway before Trump ever finished. So that's why I call it the Reichstag riot. If all they had outside were the bicycle racks, which are useless for stopping a crowd, when you have 500,000 people less than a mile away and all you put up are bicycle racks, I don't care if they were the little sisters of the poor. 500,000 of anybody means that there's going to be some element that's prepared to storm a government building. So by having just a ring of bicycle racks around the Capitol and no extra police force on duty, clearly they wanted the place to be stormed. That's why I call it the Reichstag riot. And now we're seeing calls for a war on domestic terrorism, essentially branding any Caucasian Trump supporter as a potential insider threat. And I want to go right to the news today, which is the United States Army doing a 60-day stand down, you know, to root out white extremists. It's interesting that when Obama was president, there was a guy named Major Hassan Nidal, or Nidal Hassan, at Fort Hood, Texas. He was giving PowerPoint lectures on the legitimacy of jihad and the legitimacy of attacking U.S. soldiers because of America attacking Islamic countries. And the U.S. Army thought, that's fine. He was even in contact emailing Anwar Alaki, who was in Somalia at the time. And before and after his terror attack, the Army said, well, he was just doing research for his religious studies. They called his attack workplace violence. I mean, the guy had a business card that said soldier of Allah. And he was outside of the uniform. He wore, you know, radical, traditional, extremist Muslim garb. All these warning signs completely ignored. And even after he murdered 13 Army personnel and dependents and wounded 30, they called it workplace violence. The victims wouldn't even get Purple Hearts for years later until Trump came into office, as I understand it. But as compared to that, a couple, you know, a handful of goofballs going into the Capitol, some of whom were violent, and it's completely wrong. But I mean, look, going into capitals has been done by the, you know, the Pink Hat Brigade. It's been done by unions in Wisconsin and Michigan. It's not like this has never happened. Yeah, look at them storming through those velvet ropes. Or the, how about the, you know, our friend, the Q Shaman? The Q Shaman is going to probably spend as much time in prison, you know, as a real terrorist. And it's such a joke, and it's so transparent. What they're trying to do is goad conservatives into a reaction. They're poking and poking. If this is like in bar fight behavior, this is the disrespecting and poking. You know, this is the calling your girlfriend a slut. This is the getting real close and breathing in your face. They're trying to provoke a reaction. This is where you get this former CIA counterterrorism boss named Grenier saying that they're going to need to declare war on domestic insurgents. And he names Proud Boys, Oath Keepers who promise to abide by their oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Stuart Rhodes has been on this program many times. They're now a declared enemy. And the former head of CIA counterterrorism, who ordered drone strikes all over Iraq and Afghanistan, he's saying we're going to have to use military tactics against this dangerous insider threat. And what they are trying to do, because this is a CIA senior officer, you know, retired, long career. He's not exactly naive or foolish. This is the chest bumping and chest poking, calling your girlfriend a slut and, you know, breathing so close to your face, trying to get you to punch back. Because they were actually, I believe, disappointed that the Capitol Reichstag riot didn't go further and wasn't worse. You know, they were thinking in terms of BLM or Antifa. Once they're inside, they'll be knocking over statues, setting fires. It didn't happen. So they need to provoke and get a bigger rise out of us. What they're really, really hoping for is something on the level of the Las Vegas shooting or Oklahoma City. That's the dream that keeps them up at night, because then they'll be able to put the screws to us with a full-on, completely totalitarian security state. And I'm going to continue talking about this on the other side.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. The way it gets better.
Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsor, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word and fight back.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, you just see my book covers there. You saw my book covers. You know, I wrote those books because I've been looking, you know, into the future, so to speak, just projecting trends forward, comparing it to former history cycles. And now we're there. And I would recommend anybody that wants to, you know, to see the playbook and read some of the history, you know, get these novels and read them because we're in the middle of it now. People ask me often, Matt, when are you going to write your next novel? And I say, I'm not writing a novel because now we're living it. Now we're in it. But if you want to see some more of these patterns, I've been writing about it for years. So, on January 27th, last week, really, the New York Times had a major opinion piece by Robert Grenier, a former CIA station chief and counterterrorism boss. Imagine the New York Times 10 or 15 years ago putting in an opinion piece by a CIA station chief. No way. They would have been calling him a murdering, butchering, torturing, you know, rendition, secret torture center guy. They would have been public enemy number one. But now that this guy, who was actually came in under Bush, into the counterterrorism world, he's now saying we need to use the same war tools that we used against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban against, and he lists them, the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, the Oath Keepers, Christian National Chauvinists, White Supremacists, and QAnon Fantasists. He says they need to be defeated like an enemy army. I wonder, does that include drone strikes against weddings? I mean, this is some pretty sick stuff. And they're not joking. What they're trying to do is get a action-reaction tit-for-tat going where they can use each actual act of terrorism that they're trying to goad the right into providing for another excuse to slam down harder. More troops on our streets, more fences, more razor wire, less freedom of speech or no freedom of speech. And what they'll always go to when they, once they start going into this domestic terrorism mode, it's going to be what they're called, what they called in Northern Ireland, internment or preventive detention. This is where they just say, look, you're so antisocial, you're so dangerous. Our algorithms, our predictive programs say that you're the next Timothy McVeigh. So we're just going to grab you off the street and that's it. You'll be in a camp, or at the very least, you'll be silenced. You'll be lucky if your ATM card works. You won't be able to use any social media. You'll be unpersoned. We're already seeing them pushing to deplatform even people like Tucker Carlson. You know, I wrote an article last week for American Partisan called There Are No Guardrails on the Left. And this is a really important point for me to explain. When the conservatives gain total power, say after a war, there's a Judeo-Christian element, and that some moral compass, some conscience says, you know, even though we've defeated the Plains Indians and there's a lot of bad blood, right? Massacres, we're not going to exterminate them. You know, the President Grant could have said to General Sherman and General Sheridan, who were out west after the Civil War, let's just get rid of these red savages, but we don't do it. All right. Now, I'm not saying there weren't massacres and there weren't atrocities like the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, but that's not our paradigm. We don't turn that way. But on the left, they do. On the left, there is no moral compass that says, this is too far. When the left gets full power, they go to guillotines, they go to gas chambers, they go to gulags. They don't have a moral break. They go until they're stopped or they just collapse. You know, North Korea is still running. Cuba is still running. Venezuela is on the way. There's no breaking mechanism. And this is what we're going to see next. We're going to see an action-reaction back and forth. This is what they want. You know, this is their goal, to absolutely crush the 75 million people that voted for Trump, to make us, you know, third-class citizens, afraid to speak, not allowed to speak. I wouldn't be surprised if we have to wear a red T on our shirt, you know, and get in the back of the line, or only be able to shop when all the good people have already shopped, you know, get the leftovers, because we are being framed as the most evil people. And this was sent to me, and I'm going to read something. This was sent to me by a former Special Forces officer. Okay. He says, I got a call from a fellow Army officer I served with in Afghanistan and Iraq. That was about 10 years ago. He is way up there in the hierarchy of blank, blank, blank. All right. He's still in the military. A high senior officer. The diversity nonsense is so completely rampant as to make the military we served in to be unrecognizable. Basically, they are saying that diversity is now our readiness. The mantra is that diversity inclusion support readiness. He and another 160 senior leaders had to sit through a program taught by two transgender E4s. one guy who wants to be a woman and one woman who wants to be a guy. It was all about how the military can make these people's lives better, what the military should do, et cetera, et cetera. You know the drill. The fact that senior military leaders are sitting through this blather is insane. The vice chief of the army paid them a visit and conducted a select hand-picked roundtable to discuss the topic. And the hand-picking did not include people like my friend. And now catch this, a new oath. In addition, they were having officers swear another oath, like the first one we took also all those many years ago. This time, the new oath is to affirm that you are not in an extremist group. Of course, there's no definition. They'll be finalizing this oath, and they'll be expanding it. In time, anything that's not explicitly leftist and woke will be banned. Were you ever a member of the NRA? Did you go to Washington on January 6th? Were you in any group like the Oath Keepers, which is so unbelievable because the Oath Keepers are all about supporting the oath to defend the Constitution that these same Army officers all swore to defend. Now they have to take the new woke oath. This is craziness. And the purpose of all this is to drive traditional heritage conservative Americans out of the military. If you are assigned a transgender subordinate who wants to come to work with purple hair, then you just have to accept it. And if you even look sideways, your career is over. And this will be used to drive conservatives out because these subordinate, you know, these liberated subordinate SJW enlisted personnel and junior officers will have the power. They can go to the equal opportunity officer and say, that officer's disrespecting me. That's the end of that senior officer's career. This is going to force conservatives out of the military in droves. This is the purpose of General Austin's 60-day stand down. They want conservatives out of the military. They want to turn the military into a completely woke SJW military. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about where this will go next. And it's not a good place.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy,
and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date.
Super Male Vitality.
Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses.
And it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same things would happen to our troops if thousands and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
You want to see where it's all going? I can recommend this book very strongly. Foreign Enemies and Traitors. And let me tell you, the internal traitors are a lot more dangerous than the foreign enemies. I wrote that and it was considered hyperbolic. Now people are saying it's like checking every box. So what's going on in the military right now is a purge. It's a political purge. It's using the Capitol Reichstag riot as the excuse. Now there was no problem with hundreds of BLM and Antifa violent riots, injured cops, dead cops, no problem. But allow an incursion into the Capitol, allow the Reichstag riot. Bicycle racks mean come on in. When there's 500,000 people 20 minutes away, bicycle racks mean we want our building overrun. That's why extra security forces were turned down. That's why two police officers that I understand actually committed suicide afterwards. I mean, imagine the stress on these people knowing they were played for pawns like this. Now, when I get back to talking about the military purge, I need to talk a little bit about Lloyd Austin, who's called this purge, the rooting out extremism stand down. I looked up on Wikipedia and some other places. You can tell by his career path that he was selected for super fast affirmative action promotion. It's apparent. Anybody that's been in the military can read that and say, wow, he was fast-tracked from the day he was commissioned at West Point in the 70s. 41 years in the military. That's great. Look at all those ribbons. So he did no combat. He's got a CIB on top, but he really did no combat because when he was in the military as a junior officer, when he would have been, you know, a platoon or company commander, there was no war. But he went to every, 82nd Airborne, 10th Mountain Division. He was always there getting early promoted. What really ticks me off or bugs me, because it's one of these bogus medals like Lyndon Baines Johnson gave himself during World War II to help his helped launch him from the Texas Congress to the Senate after World War II. Lloyd Austin's got a Silver Star. He was a general. He got a Silver Star for his part in planning the invasion of Iraq as an assistant division commander. This guy is going to get no closer to an Iraqi bullet than LBJ got to a Japanese fighter plane. In other words, he was maybe within 100 miles ever of an Iraqi combatant, and he got a Silver Star. So after his 41 years, four-star general, he gets out and he goes to work on the board of Raytheon, Nucor, and a big health care company. So he got his payoff as soon as he got out. And now he's paying the deep state back by being their purge man. So this is a guy who his military career, from what I can tell, fast-tracked, every door opened in front of him miraculously, early promotion, Silver Star as a general. What a joke, okay? I mean, he's almost shameless to accept a Silver Star. Was it one of these deals where you write one for me and I'll write one for you and we'll all get Silver Stars? This is like gag me material. So now he's doing the stand down purge to root out the white extremists. Well, he was in the army when Major Nidal Hassan murdered 13 army people at Fort Hood. He was a mechanized army general when he went into Iraq. Did he say anything about what a ridiculous insult it is to call this jihadist a mass murder, an example of workplace violence? Now he's completely down for a 60-day purge. You know, this wasn't his idea. This is purely political. Now, I'm going to compare this to something that happened in the Soviet Union in the 1930s that had major consequences later when the Nazis invaded in 1941. Stalin was so much more worried and paranoid about security within his own ranks that he instituted a system of political officers. I think they were called Zampolits. They were the Soviet equivalent of what today we have, which is called the equal opportunity officer, who is a non-commissioned officer, usually a minority, almost invariably a minority, who is assigned, you know, to every company and battalion everywhere else as sort of a political correctness officer. You know, that's where the transsexual adjutant will go to make a report that the Christian conservative, you know, insulted him in some way, him or her slash, you know, whatever they are that day. This is being used to purge our military. The EO, the Equal Opportunity NCOs are the Zampolites of the U.S. military. And when I was serving, I never saw these giant Soviet-style murals, but now you do see them all over the place. The giant diversity is our strength murals. Very Soviet. Now, what happened in the 1930s, Stalin's paranoia increased, and he began purging senior officers who weren't appropriately bootlicking, or there was any rumor about them, or they were just too successful, thought of too highly by their men, which made them dangerous. So he purged the officer corps of the Red Army. This meant when the Nazis, you know, turned around and attacked in June of 1941, his most qualified combat leaders were gone. They were dead or they were in gulags. Some of them were brought back from the gulags because, like, you know, a pinch hitter, because it was recognized that they were talented officers. But that wouldn't happen until late in the war when the Soviet Union had practically lost. What's happening in the military now? Our combat arms, anybody that has served can vouch for this. The good old boys, the country boys, the hillbillies, the rednecks are a high percentage of our combat arms, special operations, armor, artillery, and they are going to be pushed out. The more conservative will be pushed out. The ones that are not going to sit through hours a day of transsexual, you know, wonderfulness lectures, which is literally happening in our military. our military is spending more time on brainwashing lectures or political correctness than they are in the field training for combat. This is partly responsible for two of our best, most modern destroyers, high speed, high maneuverability, every sensor package in the world, getting rammed by slow tankers because political correctness has run amok in our military. You know, until 10 or 15 years ago, it was extremely difficult to become a surface warfare officer, and it was challenging. You had to go to a school. You had to be, you had to check off a qualifications list that was extremely demanding. And if you didn't, within a certain period of after boarding your ship, you couldn't even ever qualify for surface warfare officer. You were out. Well, if the wrong minorities aren't passing at the exact same rate as those evil old, you know, white men, then get rid of the test, get rid of the school, make it on the job training. And if females or today transgenders or minorities complain that they're not equally represented as surface warfare officers, and you can extend this to missile officers, submarine officers, then get rid of the test, get rid of the qualification. It's more important. Diversity is more important than anything. So you can see where this is going to go when we actually have to fight a peer level enemy like a China, a Russia, or an Iran. And if we fight one, it's very likely we'll have to fight them all because they'll all, you know, dogpile us at the same time. This could come over Taiwan or any other, you know, flashpoints. But our enemies that have not lost their minds and sunk into this, you know, a level of insanity in the military are watching us and saying, when will we ever have another opportunity? America has a vacuum tube for a president, you know, an empty vessel, a senile fool who just signs anything they put in front of him. They have a retired general who is standing down their military to root out white nationalists. Never mind Antifa or BLM. White nationalists, that's the new threat. I don't know where this is going to go, but I'll tell you what, folks, it's going to get ugly.